And welcome to Error Report for the week of April the 29th. Almost the end of April. I'm Clem Prentice, and I'm here joined today with Evan Tognati.
Ahoy, matey.
Matthew Maluski.
Tactical shooter game. That's
where. Ryan McGinley.
You never say my name first.
I sometimes do. I did that one time. I did one time. I know I did.
We're going to have to figure this out. I don't think you did.
I really do think that I did. All right. Somebody go to the tape, find out whether or not. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive.
I don't think so.
In any case.
Jerk.
In any case. What? So, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you!
No, fuck you!
You see, now it's too late because I have too many windows up open.
Yeah, I was trying to give you time there.
Yeah, I know.
If this podcast is just going to become you guys setting stuff up for the soundboard...
It's not going to become that, alright?
Douche chill!
Seriously.
It already has become that,
it
so...
It really hasn't.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Alright, so...
Yeah, we have a more extensive soundboard now.
Yes, we do. Because...
No, I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
We should probably save some of them. Dear God.
Are you crazy?
God damn it.
Oh, man. All right, you guys, let's start this podcast, okay?
Well,
okay.
Let the great experiment begin!
Oh, okay. Oh.
Fuck.
Oh, this is...
Okay.
I think Evan is left by this point.
Yeah, I'm not here anymore.
Evan's loving it.
I'm really not.
He really is. Okay. Oh, my eyes are itching like crazy. Today is the worst day for allergies. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Evan, how's it going?
Yeah.
Matthew, how's it going?
It's going okay. I've been playing some video games.
Oh yeah, what kind
How
of
are
video
the video
games?
I know that's not something I do very often.
No,
I thought I'd
really
change
not.
It up this week and play some video games.
I'm glad that you tried that.
Yeah, no. Clint, you and I beat Fez.
We did. We
together on our own.
We 209.3% or whatever completed Fez.
Wow, you guys are dorks.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you guys are losers.
Fuck you. Okay,
I got the soundboard.
Hey,
so yeah, listen. that was pretty great.
Yeah, it was. But you kind of got a little bit down on the end of the game, didn't you? Like, not necessarily the second ending, which was fabulous, but
the second ending is among my favorite endings in all of video games.
I'm kind of inclined to believe, or to side with you on that. Like, there was just something about it, and I don't know what it was, but you know, it's just those kinds of things that end up. I guess, speaking to you in a way?
I mean, it's just in terms of giving you a perspective on everything you've done previously, like, just a really excellent ending.
Well,
I
mean, really,
did, after completing Fez, send out a couple tweets involved Fez can go fuck itself.
Yeah.
Fez
yeah.
can seriously go fuck itself.
Yep.
Should we talk about... I guess we shouldn't talk about why I...
Well, I mean, not necessarily why, but, Evan and I completed everything in the game, and the only thing left was, the tome, the big giant book, and the black monolith. And
yeah.
So Evan and I, through a sheer stroke of genius, solved the tome, and the only clue we'll give is that you have to read it three-dimensionally, literally.
That's a pretty big clue.
And
so it's like really not. Contact, where you have to flip the cipher.
It's exactly like Contact. Clint is Jody Foster.
Yep.
And I'm Matthew McConaughey.
In all honesty, it did feel like a Close Encounters of the Third Kind moment.
Yeah, because I had just sort of like randomly suggested something after glancing at this, and then that got us on this track where we figured it out. And it was, as we were figuring it out, I was in utter disbelief that we had actually figured it out. But so we had that, and then there was the famous sort of unsolvable puzzle.
Right, and at that point, once we realized this is the last thing in the game, no one has solved it at this point, there's no fucking way that we'll be able to solve it, because the entirety of the internet can't solve it, so we might as well just, you know, look on the internet. Like, we ended our pact, looked on the internet, and finished the game.
Yes.
To very disappointing results.
Yeah.
Really, like, let's not talk too much more about Fez, because we've talked about Fez for weeks, but, really, the Black Monolith is considered, you know, an Easter egg. It's not necessarily, it doesn't give you anything that is for completion purposes.
It doesn't give you shit.
Yeah. And
like, it does not.
Yeah.
What you get out of that does not help flesh out the universe. It does not provide, like, a secret third ending. It's just a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
So
that was a bit of a letdown, but overall, Fez
is the greatest game ever made.
Yeah.
Big statement there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it though?
I downloaded a Fez font.
Yeah? And you totally fucked up.
Yeah, no, I did. It was awful, because I didn't want to have to go through and proof that. Because, like, I'd written it all out, and I was like, well, maybe I made a typo, but I'm just going to fucking hope I didn't.
Yeah, you made several.
And then the one person in the world that would see it
is me.
Like, looks at it and picks
I'm all
it apart.
Like, and I'm all like,
are you crazy?
So then I had to take
that down.
And
Evan is all like,
douche chill.
It was going to be great. And I had to take it down.
Yeah.
Fez is great. Several just revelatory moments in that game.
Yeah, every single time that we
found... made me feel, like, better in a very pure game way than, like, any other game. Mm-hmm. Like, the puzzles in that game, when you solve them, you feel better than solving a puzzle in any other game. It's just... it's incredible.
Yes, most definitely.
Highly recommended. Read Ryan's review. You gave it a 5, didn't you?
I gave it a 5 out of 5, yes.
And I would agree with that score.
And I second opinioned it and gave it a 4 only because of the sheer amount of bugs and crashes in the game.
Yeah, keep in mind, I would give it a 5, and I had to wipe my save. Like, I'd gotten around 40 cubes, and I just wanted to play Fez so much that I was just like, fuck it, and I wiped my save, and I'd still give it 5.
Okay,
so
see, I actually pointed that out in my review, and I was like, look, there's some bugs in here. I didn't run into any of them, that's why I'm perfectly fine with giving it a 5. But I actually pointed out your experience with that bug.
Yeah, and I'd still give it a 5, so
okay.
Take that for what you will. So when I wasn't playing Fez, I was playing Binary Domain.
How's that?
Yeah, right?
Get out of town.
Yeah, Binary Domain.
Yeah.
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 How's that game?
It's pretty fun. In kind of a mindless way.
Okay.
It's really good about... like, I like the design of the robots and the sort of animations and the way they sort of chip apart and explode while you shoot them is very satisfying. The voice recognition stuff in that game is sort of hilariously broken. Because there came a point... There's a guy on your squad whose name is Big Bo.
Big Bo!
Yeah. So I just wanted to cultivate this really passive-aggressive relationship with Big Bo.
Big Bo!
So I'd put on my headset, and we'd be in the middle of shooting some robots, and I'd just shout, "Hey, Big Bo." And he'd be like, "Yeah." I'd say, "You idiot." He'd be like, "Hey, man, that hurt. What's up?" And I'd say, "Hey, Big Bo." He'd be like, "Yeah." I'd say, "Good job." And, it's interesting because there's only, like, 50 or 60 commands, and a lot of them just do the same thing. Like, you can say, shoot, or you can say, fire.
Can you tell them to fuck off?
You can say fuck. You can't tell them to fuck off, though.
So what happens when you say fuck?
I have not tried that yet. I've only played for about 2 hours. I did repeatedly try to say shit, but it kept saying shoot instead.
Shit. 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 Shoot. Shoot.
And there's like these weird, almost, like, Mass Effect-y moments where you're walking around, and one of your squads, like, "Hey, what do you think of this?" And then it'll give you options, but because the options have to be within what you can say and what the game recognizes, sometimes it just doesn't make sense.
Are you a cat or a dog person? Fire!
Yeah, it's like someone will ask, "Man, it's hard living on the battlefield," and your responses will be, "Sure," or "Goddamn."
Goddamn. Like,
well, I don't really. And there's some pretty fun stuff where, like, this chick who I was traveling with sort of asked me jokingly, "Hey, do you want to be my boyfriend?" And I was like, "Well, what the fuck, sure." and she was like, "Man, you'll just say that to anyone, won't you?" And then I saw all across my screen, because it tells you when your reputation is lowered with your squad members, just huge arrows pointing down. And everybody's like, "What the fuck, man? Why'd you do that?" So yeah, no, it's not a bad game. It's kind of janky in a way that, not to sound like a Phil Fish here, but in a way that I feel like most Japanese third-person shooters are janky.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Fuck you, Phil Fish. Said that,
Clint's gonna think that's a clue.
No, I'm done with clues.
There's a third secret ending.
My wall has been defezicized.
It sounds like a type of exercise.
If you ever meet Phil Fish, you should have him sign your notes.
No.
If you ever meet Phil Fish, you should punch him in the face.
Yep, that's probably what's gonna happen.
So yeah, I played some of that. That's okay. Might be worth a rental. If you want to get some robot shooting done.
I really don't.
I played about half of the first episode of The Walking Dead.
I played
but I know
all
you
of
played that.
That
too.
I played it all. I finished it.
I just
and that's pretty good.
That's pretty great.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. For the first episode of an adventure game that is breaking the mold of adventure games, it's pretty good.
Yeah, like
Jurassic Park.
It's
no. No, there's some important. It seems like that game was made directly in response to people's problems with Jurassic Park. Because, like, there are very few quick time events. It's almost always, like, you have to look around to find something within a certain period of time.
Yes.
So, like, okay. the prime example, and they use it really well. I feel like I compare all the things I like to Heavy Rain at some point, like it all goes back to that, but sure. This does have that same sort of, like, using the controls to make you more invested in what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, the prime example, and this isn't a spoiler, because this is, like, the first 10 minutes of the but you're in a car and it crashes, and then a zombie's crawling towards you. So you have to press, you know, I'm playing on PC, so you have to press S and move backwards. And then once you back up into the car that's crashed, you have to look to your right and grab a shotgun shell, and look to your left and grab the shotgun. And then you try to load it, but then your shotgun shell falls on the ground, so you have to grab it again, and then you have to actually aim the gun and shoot the zombie that's crawling towards
and,
you.
And the something to point out is I did that same sort of situation happened to me, and I noticed the shotgun shell in the shotgun before the zombie started crawling. So I just loaded it in initially or put it nearby. So I think that made it easier to it skipped a couple of scenes.
Yeah, it's obviously like that game. The promises that game makes about branching storylines aren't immediately apparent because there's five episodes.
Well, what's great is at the end of the episode, and this isn't spoiling anything, but at the end of the episode, you realize that there are five major choices that you make during the episode, and at the end, it tells you, hey, you chose this, you know, like, say, you know, this person died, you chose to side with this person, blah, 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 then it'll also give you the percentage of people that chose the same thing you did. So it's like, you know,
so kind of like Catherine.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
So it's like,
hey, you know, you killed so and so, or you let so and so die. 41% of people sided with you.
Does it show you? Oh wait, no. I was gonna say friends. I was thinking Xbox.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not.
I would like to see
Xbox.
How.
Came out today, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like to see how you and I compare, Clint.
Well, I'll say is that I really enjoyed it really does capture the essence of the comic. It is more based in the comic than the TV show, and you can tell right off the bat, pretty much. Just from the art style alone, which looks like comic book drawings in three dimensions.
Okay.
That's
a question I was going to ask, Evan. You haven't read the comic or watched the show.
Correct? I watched the pilot episode of the show. And
did you like it?
Not especially.
Okay.
Okay. Does this make you more interested in the universe, though?
In the comic.
Yeah, you should read the comic. The comic's pretty
good. I have on good word is excellent, yes. And I have somewhat mixed words about the television show.
The television show does have a lot of weakness to it.
But yeah, it's interesting because it is a self-contained story. Like, I was worried going in that it was going to be picking up from the comic or something. It was going to feature the main characters of the comic. But as far as I understand, that's not the case.
Well, what's funny is, like, you going through without any knowledge of the comics, that's perfectly fine because, you know, it's a side story. You're not directly involving yourself with Rick and the rest of the gang. But from me, coming from reading the comics and watching the show, pick up on those things. Like, you, one of the first locations you go to is Herschel's farm.
Oh, seriously?
And then later on in the same episode, you run across Glenn.
Spoilers, dude.
No. Those are things that they've already said. And if it's already been out there as a press release, then that I don't consider that a spoiler.
Sure.
But the things.
Oh, but you're the one who wants to stay in the dark about Mass Effect 3 the whole time.
Yes. Okay. But listen, because even though I say, hey, you do this and you go there, like, that doesn't, yeah, you go those places, you meet that person, but what you do with that person, I'm not spoiling. And there's a pretty big thing that happens between both characters, that you interact with, being Herschel and Glenn, I was very pleased in how they handled the source material and not like you're not altering events, you're really just helping shape who the character ends up becoming later on within the comic. And like you can see glimpses of those kinds of things happen. And, you know, it's really great. The story is compelling and has couple moments in there that are, you know, touching, I guess you could say, from the zombie apocalypse perspective. Like, you connect with people, and then you have to, you know, maybe do something that you don't really want to do. It's tough decisions.
Yeah. I think this is also probably one of the better, if not the best, black character I've played as in a video game.
Which, no, motherfucker, you don't know shit until you play Prototype 2, bitch!
You also have not played Binary Domain.
God damn it,
Big
motherfucker!
Bo is pretty compelling.
Seriously, mm-hmm. you some wank-ass motherfucker.
With a name like Big Bo,
Big Bo!
A couple more things. About
James Heller, motherfucker!
We'll get to that, Clint. it's interesting. I'd like to go through a second time. I might even buy it again on Xbox because the achievements are reportedly very easy.
You get all 8 just running through the story.
Sweet.
Yeah, they're not tied. Like, they're tied to making the choice, but it's not tied to you made this choice or you made that choice. So you don't necessarily have to play it a second time, but I kind of want to see how much the story ends up branching.
And also, they give you HUD options at the beginning of the game. Mm-hmm. There's, like, standard, which just, it shows you everything you can click on. It tells you when a character you're talking to has noticed a particular thing you said. And I'd recommend playing that for your first time through.
Yes, because it'll say things like, Kenny will remember what you said, or, you know, like, he'll remember this choice you made, and you know, you helped this little girl. Like, that kind of thing. It always tells you whenever you've made a choice.
Yeah, I do wonder how interesting it would be. I'll probably play through a second time without that and see, like, how well it flows.
Yeah.
Without that sort of indicator. Also, that game, not kidding around about its mature rating.
No.
There is that game of the foul mouth. That game has a violent...
Not as foul as James Heller, motherfucker!
you beat a zombie to death with a hammer within the first 15 minutes. And
it's pretty brutal.
It's pretty brutal. It's interesting, because the Telltale guys said that you could stop beating... Like, the zombie's dead after 2 hits, but you can hit it, like, 4 times.
Yeah.
And the last time it kind of, like, digs into the zombie's eyeball, and you hear a cracking noise, and you pull out. And they found that most people hit it 4 times instead of the 2.
There's one moment, and I'm not going to spoil it, but there's one moment later in that episode that deals with a similar thing, but it has a completely different tone. And it is fantastic.
Sure.
So I personally recommend go out and get The Walking Dead. Or, you know, sit at your computer and get The Walking Dead, because you don't have to go anywhere to get The Walking Dead.
Also, I think that the conversation system is kind of a cool iteration on one of the few positive aspects of Alpha Protocol.
Oh, yeah. You get a timer, and you know, the timer goes down. You have only a few seconds to choose your option before the conversation continues on. And if you don't choose in time, you just stay silent. And there are not necessarily black and white choices, you know, Paragon or Renegade choices in the dialogue. It's more just, you know, you're having a conversation with somebody, and these are the types of things you can say. Like, you can be secretive about your past, or you can tell them, like, one part of your past, or you can just throw out the fact that this thing happened, and here's why you are doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And for the big decisions that, like, split your path very directly in the game, there is no time limit. So you can think about those.
No.
I mean, that was what they advertised, at least, and that was what happens at one of the splitting decisions near the beginning of the game.
Well, there's one split at the, towards the end of the episode that you do not have time to contemplate.
Oh, okay.
And it is a very good thing that you don't have time to consider all of your options. You just have to react.
Okay. So Walking Dead is pretty cool. I think it's $25 for the season on Steam.
It's $400 12 points for the first episode on Xbox Live.
Yes.
Right.
Which would come out to the same price of $25.
And then I've heard that PlayStation has a season pass that is only $20.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
That is.
Douche chill!
Okay, so
see,
when I wasn't playing
it.
When I wasn't playing The Walking Dead or Binary Domain or Fez, what was I playing? I downloaded this little indie sort of survival horror thing called Lone Survivor.
I saw some of that and I didn't really like what I was seeing.
Yeah. It's not a fun game to play. I guess I do like a lot of the stuff. That I like the art style pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of this super... It's like pixelated, but it's really claustrophobic and zoomed in. So your character is very large on the screen, even though he's probably made of like 50 pixels.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, 16-bit game, but zoomed in.
Ooh.
And that might not sound appealing, but they layer on some like effects and filters that make it very cool to look at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't like the text was super big and pixelated.
See, that doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
I actually like that.
Okay.
The text is super big and pixelated. So take that or leave that. There's some...
Looks like I have a Fez note here. I should throw that away.
There's some interesting
stuff. Still finding them a couple weeks.
Yeah.
There's some interesting stuff it does with dream sequences and and sort of general ambiance and atmosphere that I like quite a bit. But, I mean, playing it is sort of not very interesting. You just sort of, at least in the first section of the game, wander around this apartment block, and there's a bunch of monsters everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the time you have to shoot the monsters with a gun, or you have to, you know, lay down rotten meat to attract them to somewhere and sneak past them, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
It's not actively bad, but it's not the reason to play Lone Survivor.
Okay.
If you do want to play it. So.
Okay. Who made that?
I think it's just one guy. I think this is one of those games that was made by one guy. I think his name's like Jasper or something.
Yeah, I played some of the demo on Newgrounds, and it looked like that was the case.
Jasper. It's a great name.
So yeah, more on that as I get further into it.
Lonely Survivor.
It seems like it might have potential, or it might just peter out.
On Steam now for $8.
Yeah, $10. It was on sale. It's normally $10. Yeah. I got it for $8. So, and then the last thing I played was Risen 2: Dark Waters.
How's that?
You're just waiting.
Yeah,
I've heard the combat kind of sucks in that.
I'm not far enough in to know. I mean, it's not great, but it's just sort of action RPG combat. You have a parry with your sword, and you can hack at people. I don't know. It doesn't seem offensively bad. But I mean, it might be when I get further into it and the game gets more difficult.
Don't start talking well for it, because I might get it.
Okay, so here's the gist with Risen 2.
Motherfucker.
Risen 2 is not a very good video game.
Thank God.
Here's the other part.
Okay.
What?
I sort of love Risen 2.
Motherfucker.
Are you crazy?
Yes, I'm crazy. So, let me set the stage. Risen 2 is a pirate game that takes place in an alternate universe where there's like magic and shit, and so the Kraken
is
awoken.
The box?
the yes, magic and shit is on the back of the box. The Kraken has awoken, and you need to get together a team of elite pirates to find this crazy, powerful magic weapon that can defeat the Kraken.
I swear this is the plot of one of the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, the third one.
So, like, the game opens, and the Kraken is, like, breaking ships and stuff.
Oh, shit.
And this guy looks like royalty or something, or someone who is working for royalty. He comes to this house, and he opens the door, and it's just, like, this hole in the wall. And it cuts over, and there's your character, who has an eye patch and a hat, and he has, like, this green bottle full of grog, and there's, like, a chicken wing on the ground next to him, and he's just this really, like, weirdly embittered and kind of smug asshole who you play for is the whole time, but in a way I found extremely amusing, okay. rather than frustrating, like in Alpha Protocol.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just a weird. That's just a weird game.
So, who are you fighting?
You're okay. So there's like at the beginning of the game, a ship crashes, and so you go down there and see if there are any survivors.
Did the Kraken
and there's this chick who I think her name is Patty, and she like
that's a hot
swims
name.
To shore. And then crabs are, like, following her, and so she, like, kicks a crab in the face and stabs a couple others.
And then what happens? Does the Kraken come out of the water?
No.
Eat her?
Nothing.
Does glamorous. Liam Neeson come out and say,
"Release the Kraken"?
God damn it. God damn it.
Anyhow, then you're just whisked away to this other island where you're part of this thing called the Inquisition, and I'm not quite sure if it's supposed to be like the actual Inquisition from history or if it's a made-up thing.
The Spanish Inquisition?
Yeah, but the royalty in the town you're at says, okay, you need to go and find the treasure for some reason. There's a guy whose name is like Shulkbeard or something, or Shellbeard.
How many British accents are there?
There are a lot of British accents.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have to go to this pirate island.
Okay.
And meet with these people and get clothes that make you look like a pirate.
Oh.
Yes.
And so you need don't to pretend look like you're a not pirate. Part of the Inquisition.
Okay.
And you have to navigate this jungle. The governor of this place said that, hey, some slaves escaped. And if you kill these slaves, I'll give you 300 gold.
Oh, man.
I'm like, well, sure. Why the fuck not? There's no morality system in this game, exactly. As far as I can tell. So I totally killed some slaves.
Uh-huh.
I got my gold.
Oh, nice.
I fought some, like, jaguars.
Okay.
With my sword.
Sure. It sounds like you're done talking about...
Resistance. Yeah, no, I don't know what to make of it.
Okay.
It's a video game that has pirates in it, which is more than can be said for a lot of video games.
So it's very British.
So if you're looking for a pirate game, Risen 2 might be for you.
Or Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
I mean, they're roughly equivalent.
Yes.
Or you could just bring in a Nintendo 64 controller to the newest showing of... the pirates that stop animation film.
And pretend you're playing that.
Exactly.
I will say, I've been in some like one-on-one sword fights, and the animations in that with your parrying and your attacking is very good, where it is kind of like that back-and-forth swashbuckling thing that looks pretty good. The game also graphically... looks good, but there's some pretty hideous popping.
Do you insult people as you fight them?
It's not the secret of Monkey Island.
Motherfucker!
Fuck you!
Fuck you! I will always laugh at that one.
Besides that, I saw The Cabin in the Woods in the theater again.
What?
Yeah. Oh, good. You've seen it twice. Now I don't have to see it.
that movie is a movie.
Ryan fucking McGinley.
Fuck you.
I'm probably gonna see it Sunday.
Fuck you.
That's the last 2 weeks in a row, though.
Oh, fuck God damn it. You. Fuck you. You know what? You know what?
Friendship over.
Oh, that one actually applied. There you go. Don't have to use that again.
All of these have applied so far, motherfucker.
Just to diffuse this while it's still.
God damn it.
Not a huge deal.
Saucy.
Cabin in the Woods is a movie you should see twice, because it's a much different experience knowing what's coming.
I'm going to do that.
So that's good. I watched the second episode of the HBO show Girls.
That show
is even better in the second episode than it was in the first.
Good.
So I'm hopeful about that.
Yeah.
Still,
did you ever watch the first episode of The Killing?
No.
Fuck you.
You know, I'm not sold on this show.
Wait, you don't play the friendship over for him? Jeez.
God. He saw Cabin in the Woods twice.
Yeah,
The Killing is just a TV show.
Yeah, but gives him, like, an extra life.
Seeing Avengers at midnight.
You know what?
I am,
fuck
too.
Fuck you, all right? Oh. Fuck you.
So that balances out in terms of the friendship scale.
Yeah.
That's a zero.
Exactly.
He's just kind of aloof towards you.
Oh, shit. I have to play Alpha Protocol this summer.
Simply saying
don't
that
I?
Life yeah. finds a way.
You do.
I still that's don't think that's applicable in any situation.
It will
it's
be.
It's not even
someday.
That funny.
It will be someday. Like, you're going to be like, I don't know, guys. Second Life is a great game, but I'm not sure about it.
Oh my God.
Like,
finds a way.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I am a huge Second Life fan.
And
so
then
that.
you're going to be all like, you know what? I kind of want to go to the UK. And I'll be like, yeah, Evan, that's totally true.
That doesn't even work.
It totally does.
That, no.
Yes.
Still not British.
I've been to the UK.
What? But,
yeah.
But the UK is... For British
eyes only. Okay, that worked.
Okay, Clint.
Yes.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
The soundboard is out of control.
Just confiscate the soundboard.
You can't. You can't do it.
I think I can.
License and registration? Chicken fucker!
So I guess that's all I did. I really considered taking my legally bought and paid for copy of Xenoblade Chronicles and running it in the Wii emulator Dolphin so I could play it in 720. Because goddamn. There are screenshots of that game running
it
in HD.
Really
goddamn, motherfucker. That game looks great in the HDs. But I fucking hate computers, motherfucker.
It looks so much better. So
fuck
I might do that. I don't know.
Fucking bitch.
That's about all I have to say
that
about
sounds great.
My week.
Let's shut the fuck up and move on to Ryan fucking McGinley.
Alright, but before we start this, Clint, when I talk about Prototype... You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
No, because here's what's going to happen.
I should be
I'm
the
talk
only
about the
person.
Gameplay, you're going to talk about the story, and then you can talk about
I
it
should
like
be
that.
The only person talking about Prototype, because I'm the one that played through the entire fucking thing in 24 hours.
Why?
We'll talk
about
pretty
good game
later. Don't talk about Prototype 2.
Oh, but I want to talk about Prototype.
Don't fucking talk about it. You haven't seen Cabin in the fucking Woods. Cabin in the fucking Woods. Once you see Cabin in the Woods, then you can talk about Prototype 2.
Okay. So, yeah, I played some more Trials. And I hate Clint because I set him as my rival. But then I realized that I'm not going to worry about that too much. Because Clint's apparently really good at that game now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've always been really good at that game.
Yeah, except I'm still better than you in, like, multiplayer scenarios.
Half the time. Half the time.
And you suck at Giga Track. Just saying.
Fuck Giga Track. Giga Track is the biggest piece of shit ever made.
You have some problems with that track.
I mean, I do.
It took you 20 minutes where it took me, like, 12.
It's fucking stupid. It is stupid.
You really don't
what
like that
What is it,
track.
Clint?
Giga Track.
You think it's smart?
GigaTrack is the fuck you, Evan. GigaTrack is like the most bullshit of bullshit things.
I really like GigaTrack.
Fuck it, we're
because
doing,
you are really bad at
no,
it.
No, we're gonna do a Rage Clint episode of GigaTrack.
Can I be racing you during this Rage Clint episode?
No,
just mocking
you fucking
you?
Cannot.
I feel like saying Rage Clint episode that casually implies that there's any regularity to Rage Clint episodes.
Yeah. It's just when Clint gets this mad at some specific game. Like
yeah,
GigaTrack.
Probably.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. I don't know what this one is because I didn't name it, so it just says recording one.
Let's listen and find out.
Okay.
There, fucker! Do you need assistance?
Okay.
That one's never going to have any context used with it.
Or maybe it will.
Man, that would be a really weird tangent if it does. But
doing an internet musical is a wacky idea that's zany.
Is that just how this is going to go? It's
that
just
was
you,
me.
Anymore. Okay, anyway. What else have I been doing? I've been trying to read some more Game of Thrones. Clash of Kings. So I can watch Game of Thrones. But I still haven't even read enough to get past the second episode.
Why are you even trying to pay attention to the show?
Like, what do you mean?
Like I am halfway through that book, but I don't even know where they are by episode 4 because I'm not even going to even catch a glimpse of what they're doing in the show until I finish the book.
Well, I watched the first episode. I was like, all right, I'm making some good progress in the book. Let's see how I can do. Let's see how far ahead I am. Then I watched the first episode halfway through. It's already past for the point I'm at. So, yeah,
there's,
I'm just going to...
There's a lot of heady shit in that book.
Yeah. What's his name? I was going to say Leonard Maltin. That's not true.
Stannis Baratheon.
No.
No.
George R.R. Martin. That's his name. He really likes to tell the history of every little rock and
no,
leaf.
There are...
Is he related to J.R.R. Tolkien?
No. Because middle names are not... there are three chapters in a row that each have a different feast in which he talks in great length for about half the chapter over what kind of food is there and how delicious it is.
Yeah, that's a thing he does that's kind of annoying.
Yeah, and so I've learned to just skip over any kind of anything whenever there's food involved. So if I ever read, like a food item, I will just skip to the next line of dialogue.
Well, see, I did that, and then I came across this point where it's talking about Daenerys, and it got really sexual. And made me feel a little good. It was talking about when she was eating a peach, and it was like she put it in her mouth, and it burst full of juicy flavor, and I'm like, oh yeah?
I'm starting to get a little uncomfortable with this.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little uncomfortable,
No,
too.
I'm sorry, I'm kidding. But, No, I'm not.
I have the weirdest boner right now.
I have the weirdest boner
let's just,
right now.
Let's just move.
I like smegma.
Like, okay.
Anyway.
It's very weird.
What else did I do? All right, in Prototype 2, which I can't talk about.
Yeah, you can't talk about it.
I have a story. When I was at work today.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. I was at work today.
No
when
way.
I was at work today, I was on my break, so I was eating lunch, and I was sitting like where I was facing the window because I work at a car wash. So I was facing a window that looks out into the tunnel of the car wash.
Okay,
and I could see like the entrance of where the cars come in.
And then Walter White appeared and he collapsed.
No.
Oh.
So. I was looking out that window, and then I see this guy run around the side of the tunnel, like, the building. So I couldn't see him anymore, and he was on the side that's, like, in between the building and some woods, so, like, nobody could see him. And about 10 seconds later, he ran back out, and I was kind of curious what he did, because there's, like, no reason for anybody to be back there.
Sure.
And I walk back there,
and there's a dead body.
There's just a huge puddle of piss on the ground.
He had to go.
Up against the wall. We have a restroom at the car wash that
yeah,
he didn't
but he
even
had to go
and
someone was already in there.
No, no one was in there.
That was me.
He just
someone was already in there. So I ran out to the side of the car wash and I took a piss.
No, Clint was actually going to surprise you with a visit, but he was so embarrassed by what he had to do. He just went back to Texas.
Yep.
Clint, I had no idea you were a bearded black man.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes, you know.
Saying that life finds a way.
I don't know if blackface is still used.
Life did find a way whenever I became I was born a poor black child and
oh, that's a Steve Martin movie. What's that called?
The Jerk.
The Jerk.
The Jerk, right.
The Jerk.
Oh my god, he hates these cans! Get
oh, that
away
was a
from
great
the cans!
Yeah, I can't think. I wanted to talk about Prototype 2. Dang.
Too bad. That's my job.
I pre-ordered Sniper Elite V2.
What the fuck?
What?
I don't think that game... I think people are getting way too hyped about that game for very little reason. I think that game's going to be mediocre at best.
Yeah. I expect it to be mediocre. I just find that... Like, I want to play it just to make sure, and I find that the kill cam, like, visceral shots are very satisfying.
Are you crazy?
No, not.
Douche chill.
No. You need to not overuse this. This is a privilege.
Yeah.
No, it's a right.
This is a privilege.
I'm going
I'm gonna
fuck all y'all brains out, motherfuckers.
The old days of the Inception button. Remember those?
Yeah, what happened to the Inception button?
It's right here.
Back when it was a simpler time.
Yeah, so I guess that's pretty much all I've done since Clint won't let me talk about Prototype 2.
Yes, because I'm going to talk about Prototype 2.
You can talk about the story, since you love that so much.
I'm going to talk about everything.
All right, well, I'm going to talk about Prototype 2 also.
No,
talk
Matthew Malusky.
Hey.
Tell me.
I sure do like cow milk.
I wasn't even going to bring it up. But
no, that's my catchphrase.
But now you had to. Matthew, you're an idiot for saying that. I wasn't going to bring it up either.
Catchphrase.
But goddamn.
That hurts my heart, which is right next to my kidneys.
Yep. right over your pancreas.
Yep.
Yep. Let me see. I saw the greatest movie ever made, Troll 2, for the first time.
No.
And
that's a great movie.
It is a great movie for all the wrong reasons.
They go to Nilbog. But that's goblin spelled
it's
backwards.
Goblins. And then there's a scene where he's eating corn, and it like people are obviously throwing popcorn from the side of the shot, and it is so funny.
Yeah, and then there's the part where time freezes, and the trolls put like all the troll goo in the food. So to stop his family from eating the food, he pisses in everyone's like food.
Because that's the only solution.
Yeah.
Man, I love that movie. And the accompanying documentary about it, Best Worst Movie, which is, you know, pretty good. It was interesting to note that, like, the director was completely, like, he could not speak English, like, barely at all. And he wouldn't let him, like, deviate from the script whatsoever. So they have, like, as a result, some of the worst line readings ever put to film.
It's and, so good.
Yeah. It's
oh, my God. They're eating her. And then they're gonna eat me. Oh my god. That's something you should get for the soundboard.
Yes, I suggested that.
That sounds like my yesterday.
Probably not gonna be applicable. Okay. Let me see. I played a bit of Team Fortress 2 for the first time ever.
Ever?
Yeah, seriously.
Welcome to 2004? When did that game come out?
2007.
Oh.
Just in case no one's played it yet, it's pretty good. You should pick it up.
I wonder if this is it.
I followed it.
Oh my god!
Yes! Yes, it is. And it's great. I followed Evan's suggested. I got a suggestion, and I got a Tribes Ascend, which is pretty much one of the most frustrating and awesome games I've ever played.
Oh my god!
Oh, now he's gonna overuse that.
Yeah.
No, I just needed to get a recording of it so I can not have the window open anymore.
Okay.
So, Tribes.
Tribes is pretty great.
Did you play Capture the Flag like I suggested?
I did not have enough time to, because I came home, like, pretty late, and
You're playing that game wrong. I told everyone on this podcast how you play Tribes Ascend, and that is via Capture the Flag.
I promise.
Team Deathmatch.
Okay, I promise to play Capture the Flag next time I turn it on. I'm going to play it again.
Angry inside.
Yeah, it's okay. I tame the beast within Evan Tognati. That should be like an album cover. Anyway,
wait, I also got a... No, please explain that more thoroughly. What is the album cover?
Tame the beast within Evan Tognati.
I would love to see the art for that.
So to be clear, you want an album cover that has those words on it. And nothing else. That's the album cover.
Well, that's the title for the album cover. But the album cover would have, like, you know, like, crazy, like, metal, like, art on it.
Crazy metal
and
art. Being
torn open and just, like, a devil coming out of
him. Yes.
And Matthew standing there with, like, a sword trying to kill it.
Yeah, and a guitar at the same time.
We need to get Kyle Locke on this now.
Yeah. I want to listen to the music in that. Alright. And then I also got a beta invite into the free-to-play game Ghost Recon Online, which for being free-to-play is pretty cool.
Is it cooler than the free-to-play Tribes Ascend?
I mean, they're pretty different. I only played a single round, but it was definitely, it was kind of more of a focused version of Battlefield 3's like rush mode, where you kind of have to like capture 2 points, and then once you do that, you move on to a third point. It's just a lot smaller.
Is this a first or third person shooter?
Third person, but when you aim down the sights, it goes to first person. Yeah, that's definitely a little bit clunky.
It's a little weird.
It is. It is definitely a little bit weird, but
sounds like Human Revolution.
Yeah, I mean, but it feels a lot less smooth than in Human Revolution. Like I was.
See,
totally
I found that intolerable in Human Revolution.
Okay.
So if it's less smooth than that, I don't know how I'll feel about this.
To be fair, it's from third person to first person, and you're not going to be aiming down your sights a ton.
What was that?
And it's more like nothing. If you're aiming down your sights, you're doing it more purposefully because it tends to be a lot of like moving around and cover and stuff like that. Sure. I enjoyed what I played of it. It's definitely very team focused, but the people I were playing with were a bunch of douches, to put it lightly. Like I was like,
you mean people playing a shooter on the internet?
Yeah, but even like more so. Like there was totally a guy that was like, "Yeah, I'm in charge of this group," and he was like giving everybody orders, and like I got that because it was sort of like, you know, more team based than most shooters. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I get that. But then he's like pulling rank on people, and it's just really awkward. And he's like, "You should leave the game if you're sucking." And I'm like, okay. You guys are douchebags.
It sounds like, hold on. It sounds like, people who play, what's that game called? League of Legends.
Yeah, it definitely does.
People like
it's
your
because
roommate,
I was like,
who you're,
I was
who
like,
you are passive aggressively tagging right now, Clint.
Uh huh. Yeah. Fuck you!
And now you're just aggressively attacking him.
Yep.
Nothing like, passive about that.
No.
I like mentioned to one of them that it was my first games of like a third person shooter, and first one of like Ghost Recon. And they're like, I got like a 21 KD on my first game. I'm like, well, like what can I say to that? Like, so, and he's like, and this other guy's like, you just leave if you start sucking. And I'm like, who's going to be aggravating if I play this game.
That sounds stupid, and you should just say, yeah. Fuck you, I'm staying if I fucking feel like it.
That's what I did. And then, like, I was the only one that was, like, moving up and stuff at the end, because they were all worried about their KD, and I'm like, give me a break.
It's a video
game. It was really, like, ridiculous how prissy everyone was being.
Oh my god, my KD is so important yes. to me. Because if I die, then it lowers, and... Wanted to be
it doesn't
high.
Even matter because it's a respawn timer, and it's just, you know, nothing
Man,
to do with.
People suck.
Yep. Anyway,
am I right?
Yeah, yeah. They do.
But Ghost Recon Online is pretty fun for what it's worth.
Ghost Recon Online,
yay!
Sounds better than Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
Yeah,
which is a thing.
I guess it is, and you didn't care for that much.
No, I didn't.
And that's all good.
I believe you described it as a game that plays.
Yes, it is a game. Like, there's nothing outstanding about it at all. It's just a third-person shooter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I see. That's all I have done.
Sounds good.
Yes. Moving on to Clint Prentice.
Hey, you
Clint,
guys.
How was your week?
Well, stupid. I finally got to shoot my script that Evan helped me work on a few months ago.
What gun did you use?
What gun did I use?
Because you said shoot.
See, could shoot.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah. Evan.
How'd that go?
Don't you hate it whenever you get some people to play to act in your video so that you can just sit behind the camera, and then as it turns out you're rehearsing with them and showing what they should do, they're like, dude, that was so fucking good, you should do that instead of me because I don't think I could.
Yeah, that's actually been sort of a very specific problem, because the TV show I'm working on, the main character is somewhat accidentally similar in terms of dialogue tone to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm reading lines with actors, they're like, hey, you're really good at that. Like, well,
yeah,
got a lot of other stuff to do.
Yeah, exactly. I want to be behind the camera. I want to direct a video the way that I have, you know, envisioned it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I had to play Jack in the script.
I see.
Who's Daxter?
Fuck you. so. And
you mean this is the Jack and Daxter live action movie we've all been waiting for?
Yes.
I would watch that movie.
Yes, it is. No. anyway. Yeah, so we were filming that until 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. And then
That's right, because I couldn't get in touch with you on Twitter.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then I couldn't get to sleep till 4. And then I had to wake up at 7.
That sounds good.
Son of a bitch. And then I had to go into work, which was stupid. where I had to fix some printers
stupid.
And defragment a hard drive. Hoorah!
Defragment a hard
That's
drive.
That's not
I
even
wonder
like
why.
A process. That's just clicking a couple buttons.
So, Clint, can you confirm?
Yes.
To me, I have long suspected that pretty much 95% of viruses are caused by either porn or Disney-like tie-in games.
Okay.
Am I on the right track?
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's a really bad virus going on around right now. It's like this Google redirect virus where if you Google something and you click on the link, like say you Google UPS, and
okay.
You click on the UPS link to go to the UPS.com, it then redirects you to the site where it just has a bunch of links, and if you click on those, then it just continuously infects your computer.
I see, so
that's
is this like
to get rid of.
When something like this crops up at your job, is it like fucking
it spreads.
The rapture?
It starts at one location, and then suddenly, every one of our clients ends up having it.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
That sounds like Contagion.
Yeah.
Except better.
It's the zombie virus.
Yeah.
The Google zombie virus.
That's rough.
Yeah, yeah. So
you are
protect your computers, kids.
Yep.
Anyway, so then after that, I had to go help, like, the guy who was supposed to play Jack, he instead was filming and just, like, flipping the camera over, camera screen over so I could see, hey, this is the shot that I want, which was stupid. And so he was shooting while I was acting, and so I had to go help him today with his project. And he had some piss poor actors in that. It was dumb, and like I did my stuff in one take, and they were like, "Yeah, that's fucking great." And there were like 10 takes for everyone else. Oh my god, I was there from 4 to about 7, and I didn't eat. I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, video games.
Sorry to hear that.
Video games. I played Walking Dead and Fez, like we already talked about. Fuck Trials Evolution. I touched on a little bit more of The Witcher. That's getting pretty heavy. And
should I play more of that game?
You know what? I find myself oddly fascinated by the combat system, so I'm gonna
see. I find myself just oddly put off by everything about it.
Well then, don't play it.
Well, but people say it's good.
This is exactly like Alan Wake, just with Evan.
Well, no, I'm not going to go out and buy The Witcher 2.
You were considering.
I was.
I did not buy The Witcher 2 three times.
I bought it once after playing it twice.
Yeah, I kind of have the same feeling as Evan. Anytime I see something about it, I'm like, no thanks. But everybody's like, oh, this is the best RPG of generation.
It seems so dense. Like, whenever I think about playing that game, I feel like I'm just incredibly intimidated by everything in it. I've got systems I need to learn. And
yet you play Legend of Grimrock.
Legend of Grimrock sounds pretty simple. But as soon as I get, like, 2 days where I'm not doing anything... which should happen next week, and I cannot wait for that. I will just boot up The Witcher 1 and play through that game.
You shouldn't.
I should.
It's not... I hear it's not very good.
I hear it's great.
Okay.
And then I'd play... So I got a list of games that I need to play now.
Yeah.
And this is not including all the games that I need to play, like all the Final Fantasies and what is the other thing I got in there?
Metal Gear Solid.
No, that's on this list because I'm getting the HD collection.
So the important games that you should actually play aren't on the list. I see.
Hold the fucking phone.
I see.
All right?
Fuck you.
Fuck you. No, but fuck you! So at the top of the list I have Skyrim because
you didn't even go for the soundboard on that one.
Yeah, I know because you guys get pissed off at me whenever I do.
Well, no, it was set up that time.
No, it's because every time you do a sound like clip, you do 8 more.
Fuck
just
you.
Just one
fuck
and you. Move on.
It was so just that you kept doing them like a bunch in a very condensed period of time.
Exactly.
If we haven't had a soundboard clip for like 20 minutes, you can.
So at the top of the list is Skyrim because I didn't get very far into that game before shit just hit the fan and I couldn't drag myself into that world very much. But I bought it twice. I bought it on the Xbox and the PC.
You had some problem here, Clint.
Well, hold on. I did that, and it was on sale on Steam, essentially a logical purchase
because the mods.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but he hasn't even like beaten either of them.
But it was on sale on Steam.
And there are mods.
And I could very easily transfer my save over if I really wanted to.
Hey, I got a gun in Skyrim with a mod.
Motherfucker.
I got a Dwemer rifle.
Motherfucker. No. Dude, that sounds fucking like Dwight Howard.
And
way.
There's two of them and you can dual wield them.
Oh shit. That's just that's
Are you too, the Gunzerker from
that's
Borderlands
too fucking
2?
Crazy.
Yes.
Alright, so then I got Xenoblade on there. Because I do need to play that game.
I do too.
I do
love
have a,
that
I,
game. I cannot find time for it.
I do have a question. How? Yeah. What is this Dolphin emulator?
Okay, so Dolphin, it's in Dolphin. You can upscale Wii games.
Okay.
So some people, which I don't advocate, just get ROMs.
Right.
But I believe you can also, with the emulator, just run it off a disc that you put in your disc drive.
So you just put the you put the Nintendo DVD-like disc into a DVD player, and then you run it through this Dolphin emulator, and you can upscale.
Well, you play it in... It's on the PC, so you play it in your computer, is the idea.
Okay.
Here, let me...
But, no, so you're putting
The disc in your computer.
Into your computer, and then you're just running the Dolphin emulator to upscale it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm seriously considering doing that, because I saw some photos, and...
I saw some photos,
It looks really pretty.
Yeah.
It looks really pretty.
Now, if they can somehow make the Wii U do that...
Yeah.
Didn't the PS3 do a similar thing to PlayStation 2 games? I mean, not to the same extent, but...
Kind of. Yeah, they were called Collections. HD Collections.
No, I meant like to the original PS3s. Like, didn't they kind of upscale old PS2 games?
I don't really think so.
No.
Then Witcher, The Witcher 2, The Walking Dead, which I did play... I want to go back and play BioShock again.
I'm playing it for the first time.
But before I do that, I want to get the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection and play that.
Yeah, well, you have to play the first one. First.
I already have.
I've never
We've
played
been over
the first
this
BioShock.
Like five times.
I have okay. played the I played the first game on PlayStation Classics. And
all right.
Now I want to get the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection so I can play 2, 3, Peace Walker, and then go out and get 4 if I like it.
See, I've played 2, 3, and 4, but I've never played 1.
Get out. At least I'm playing them in order, asshole.
Well, technically it's not in order.
No, it is in order.
Depending on how you're talking about
fuck
it.
Fuck you!
Technically, you should get Portable Ops before Peace Walker.
I'm going to kill both of you. And then I want to play more Max Payne.
Yeah.
Except it's on the iPad.
Just go and buy...
I just guessed you.
The 360 is backwards compatible.
You're backwards compatible.
It's the arcade.
I think they're... Yeah, they're Xbox original.
I don't care. That's
actually
more,
got,
that's
so
more
I
money.
I what the hype
hey,
is
that's,
about.
That's more money. That's more money.
But those games are good, and they deserve to be played with a controller.
More money. Like, I don't want to spend more money. I've already spent $3 on Max Payne for
Dear
the
God.
iPad.
Except you'll buy Alan Wake 3 times when you don't
I did not
like
buy
it.
Alan Wake 3 times. Would you fucking drop it? I bought it
you
one
bought it at least
goddamn
twice,
time. No, I bought it one goddamn time.
How'd you get it the other
two
times?
I've rented it from Blockbuster once, and then I rented it from Gamefly once. Then I bought it on Steam.
Still, knowing you don't like this game.
Fuck you.
And also wasting some of your monthly Gamefly subscription time on a game you know you don't like is...
No, that was me. That was me giving it a second fucking chance. Can we drop it? We've been on this conversation for too goddamn long.
Cow milk.
Like,
no, we're never dropping the cow milk.
You just need to drop it. And then Serious Sam 3.
Did you play any of that?
No.
So why? Why did you bring it up?
Well, because it's on the list of games that I need to play. And then I gotta play,
oh,
you know,
right.
Final
that.
Fantasy
okay.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You played 1?
Yes.
Okay.
You can skip 2 and 3.
Yes.
And God. Five.
Is five, like, bad, or...
It's good. It's good, but you don't need to play it.
And then I need to watch, I need to watch Logan's Run, because that came in on Netflix. Don't know why. What? I don't know. I don't. Don't ask. Oh, and then I had a movie marathon. I watched all of the superhero movies leading up to the Avengers.
So, minus the could Incredible you Hulk. Rank them in terms of quality?
Yeah. Iron Man 2, Thor, Iron Man, Captain America.
Where's the Incredible Hulk fit into that?
I'm not even going to bother.
Wow.
Why not?
Because it's not Mark Ruffalo.
Like it's, also not it's a very
still
good movie.
Doesn't it still count though as part of the universe? Like
I won't consider it because it's not the same actor.
But it's the
well,
same.
That's...
Oh, and then there was somebody today, like one of the Marvel execs said, "Iron Man is like James Bond. You can change Tony Stark." So.
Oh God.
No, you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. did that.
You really you could, shouldn't but do that.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, so what did
I know you like Iron Man 2 less than Thor.
Yeah, Iron Man 2 is pretty shitty, and
it is
Thor.
Pretty shitty.
Thor has some of the best acting in the superhero in the Marvel superheroes. Just because, I mean, it's got the guy who plays Loki, because he's really fucking good.
Tom Hiddleston.
True.
Yes, and then it also has
Chris Hemsworth. He's pretty good.
I was gonna say the German guy, like Urban Schmerz's dad.
There's a lot of German.
The German guy should have won an Oscar for his role in that Marvel movie.
No. Wait. No. Hold on.
Hitler should have won an Oscar for his...
Marvel. No, Anthony Hopkins was Odin in that movie? Okay, who I was thinking of was Stellan Skarsgård.
Okay.
Anyway, he's good. And so is Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman is always...
It has an even less believable... Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
But
unbelievable romance.
But, no, what I was going to say is Thor has some of the best acting, but it has the worst script.
Yeah.
By far.
Hey, Thor looks kind of hot. I should date him.
I wasn't
Isn't that
even
how
going
most
that far.
Relationships go?
Yeah, but it's
I wasn't even going
what
that far. It's just that they completely kind of botched Loki being the cunning and devious guy that he's supposed to be. And yeah. I'm glad that Joss Whedon said that's the one thing he focused on more than anything else was making Loki a badass villain.
Good, because Loki has a lot of potential.
Yes, he does. And I'm not too fond of Kenneth Branagh as a director.
So, yeah.
So there's that. But I did
but
watch My Week with Marilyn.
As the Woody Allen stand-in in Celebrity.
Now, I have a question about the Marvel.
That was a joke, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask away.
Are any of them on Netflix?
Yeah, Iron Man 2.
Oh, well, that's no help. I've seen that one.
When the whole middle of that movie is bad.
I walked out on Iron Man 2.
I don't believe
really?
You.
Yeah, I walked out like 40 minutes in. I was like, nope.
So My Week with Marilyn...
I haven't seen it, but I bet I
would
have walked out on that movie too.
Yeah, you would hate it. You would absolutely hate it.
What's so wrong about that movie why everybody's like, no... Yeah.
Well, it really didn't need to be made, even though Michelle Williams plays an excellent Marilyn Monroe, and Eddie Redmayne is now becoming one of my actors to watch. Like, he's really good.
Okay.
Really good.
But you're not explaining why this movie is bad, though.
You know, it just, like... I don't know. There were about 10 minutes of it that, you know, made sense as a movie.
Wow, that's high praise.
Yeah, really.
But the rest
really,
of it,
that's
all
on the back of the box.
Marks for that.
... made sense as a movie.
Ten
and even
minutes.
That would be grossly taken out of context.
But you know, I mean, like it had some fine acting in it, Michelle Williams especially. but it was just the story follows, you know, Marilyn Monroe's struggle to film a movie called The Prince and the Showgirl. And this was whenever, you know, she was on all these different types of medications, and, you know, she was in her third marriage, I think. And it, you know, it's just, like, you see the struggles that she's going through, but you can't really feel them because you're not told the story through Marilyn Monroe's eyes. You're told it through this guy named Colin Clark, who ended up writing a book about the week that he spent with Marilyn Monroe, where he fell in love with her, and then she broke his heart.
Okay.
That's just kind of boring. Yeah. I was hoping for every single time that that Michelle Williams hit the Marilyn Monroe note, I could not break the smile on my face. Like, she was pretty much Marilyn Monroe. It was crazy. But
because I heard that and I was like, "Oh, that must be a pretty good movie." But then I also heard that it's not a good movie and I was like, "Well,
yeah.
How's that work?" But yeah. Okay.
But the guy, but Eddie Redmayne, like he's a charming actor, and I definitely want to see more stuff with him in it.
Okay.
Give it a rating.
Marilyn Monroe.
My Week with Marilyn.
Oh,
the movie.
I'd give Marilyn Monroe a 5. No, but My Week with Marilyn, I'd probably give a 2.
Sounds
wow.
About right.
That's wow. Okay.
Yeah, 2 for acting, and that 10 minutes that made sense as a movie. Anyway, so I want to tell you about this game called Prototype 2.
I'm at the computer. What do I press?
First, you need.
I'm pressing the red button. Shit! Now the screen's all fucked up. Shit's broken.
Okay, press the alternate key. ALT. Alternate.
Alt. There's no fucking alt. I got a fucking squiggly line key. I got a fucking key with a triangle on it. What the fuck kind of keyboard is this anyway?
James, calm down. There should be a button with a blue square on it.
Okay, that's more like it. Bringing up the personnel database. All right, got the location.
Don't forget to log off.
Yeah, yeah.
Terminal 4 is currently logged on with no personnel present. Please return to your station and commence proper log-off procedure.
Fuck off. I hate computers.
God damn it. Oh, that game. This.
You just sold me.
Clint loves this game for all the wrong reasons.
Squiggly line on it.
No, the one with the blue square.
Boy, Clint loves that this game for the wrong reasons. I love it for the right reasons.
A wild fucking goose chase.
Shit's broken.
Okay, press the alternate key. ALT.
Alt. There's no fucking alt.
Okay. We just heard this.
Get the fucker sedated now.
Fuck the hot valve. Gauge that fucking hyper. I got a fucking squiggly.
So basically, every single word out of a character's mouth is some kind of fuck shit. Bitch, like James Heller's vocabulary is limited to fuck shit, bitch, and my daughter and wife are dead. So I am going to go on a rampage through the city. Fucking shit.
It sounds awesome.
Except the rampage is extremely fun.
Yeah, sure. The moving around is fun. The combat, when it's not indoors, is fun. When it's indoors, the camera goes crazy and stupid. It becomes almost unplayable because of how the camera is far back enough so that, you know, whenever you're in the open world and you're moving along the rooftops and stuff, it feels natural. But whenever you're indoors, the camera still keeps that far back position, and so it hits all the walls and just kind of like scrunches up and then snaps off, and then you're like, what the fuck, where am I? Where, what is going on? It doesn't...
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. While I was playing the game, I kept on tweeting different lines that I thought were were really dumb. Like, great, lost that Dick Roland, gained this Dick Monster.
I think my favorite of those is when you posted a picture of...
Yeah. The mission objective was bail out of the helicopter to fuck over the new Templar scientists. The mission objective. No other time does a mission objective say something like that. And yep. then there was one part where he's like, man, that was some batshit insane scientist motherfucker. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Who he's also extremely you? Offensive, too.
Yeah. God damn it. He basically called a woman a whore because he said, I think I might catch something. And then
the more I hear about this, really, the less I want to play it.
No, really.
In all seriousness.
Yeah. Like, also, there's a lot of actual, you know, full motion video, like, you know, real people video.
Except every single cutscene is shot with the exact same, like.
Well, okay, so the Web of Intrigue kind of stuff from the first game, where it was all kind of FMV, that stuff is still there, but not necessarily as intense. So whenever you consume someone, sometimes you will see flashes of their memory that gives you a different clue into the overarching ridiculous narrative that doesn't make any sense to begin with. Whenever you go into a cutscene with James Heller, the protagonist, and you know, he goes somewhere and talks to somebody, it does this. Frankly, I really like this. It does this black and white with shades of color, mostly red, in the cutscenes. So you know, pretty much the entire thing is black and white except for his hood, which is red, or you know, a computer screen would be blue or something like that.
Like Mad World without the stylized visuals?
Sure. I would more say more like Sin City. Yeah, Sin City.
Probably a much
better. Except it's overused too much, I think. Like, I like it for the FMV situations and everything.
No,
but
you're using FMV in the wrong
place. Well, whatever.
For the cutscenes.
For the cutscene with the like motion video, whatever. It's fine. But when the cutscenes are in-engine, I don't like it.
It never does. Like, whenever the cutscenes are in-engine, they are in color. There's not a couple
I've come across.
No, there. That I'm fucking. I'm like every Ooh. Single time that he is talking to somebody on the phone through the video chat, or he's actually talking to somebody in person in a cutscene. It is always in that stylized way.
Okay.
Yes, you're just not looking at it right. But I'm going to say, what did you say? Oh, right, you're dead, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, and I thought I had big balls.
Yeah, but
okay, so could you say something that might make me want to actually play this video game?
Yes,
as the
which
resident,
one of you is Dr. Carson? The doctor's out, motherfucker. There you go.
As the resident, like, open world person of Aeronaut Found.
Doctor's out, motherfucker.
I think, like, the traversing the world is fun, but...
It was fun in the first game, so...
Yeah, it's... As opposed to, like, Infamous or Assassin's Creed, though, the game bases itself more around the idea of, like, chaos, even when you're, like, traversing the world. Like, sure, you have a lock-on button when you're attacking people and stuff, but what you're doing is just swinging blindly and destroying everything. And there's no reason not to. So it kind of like promotes that more. And that almost translates over into the traversing too, because there's no way to direct yourself really. It's just like, go from point A to point B. Okay, I'm just going to run through everything to get there. It's a lot of fun, don't get me wrong. I love doing it, but you don't get the feeling of accomplishment when you, like, climb up a huge building just by running up the side, as opposed to climbing up a tower in Assassin's Creed.
That sounds kind of like, and this is a horrible comparison in every other way, but the one I'm gonna compare it, like the chases in L.A. Noire. Kind of like, you're not really doing much, but holding down right trigger and pushing up
Yeah, but exactly.
It's still satisfying in a way.
Yeah. Like, you get this enjoyment out of being able to run down the highway.
You can get mutations that allow you to jump 500% higher than you jump at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, that's another thing,
too. You can leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Yeah. The upgrades and the powers are really cool. I especially like how they did the upgrades with the missions and stuff.
Yeah, whenever you do these, what they call black net missions, which are side content, but after you complete one, it's like a folder of missions, which can be anywhere from 2 to 4 missions, and there are, I think, 12 of these black net folder dossier things. Once you complete those, you get what they call mutations, which are added perk bonuses that feel kind of like kind of similar to the Fallout perks, in that you're just adding on to what you have whenever you level.
Yeah, and they're actually presented in the same way. Like, as you're looking at these perks, they give you a cool little like cartoony visual.
That looks exactly like the Fallout stuff, but only has James Heller like smashing a baby or something.
Yeah,
awesome. Which is stupid because his whole thing is he's going on a revenge tale for the death of his wife and daughter, and he's
really
just murdering everyone.
That makes it even better.
No, there was one part of. Sorry, go ahead, Evan.
And that's what really bothers me, because that's the sort of circular logic that I feel is really only present in video games.
Yeah.
It's especially present in this video game, because there's one part, like a briefing of a mission, where you're talking to this priest who, first of all, you regained his faith by murdering tons of people. But
that's so ironic.
You're talking
I
to this priest, and he's
difference.
Like, you have to save these people. They're going to kill all these innocent people. Stop this monster. And you're like, all right. And then you go to stop this monster, and I ended up throwing a bus through a crowd of people to kill it, and nothing happened.
Yep.
Like, I was never reprimanded for killing 20 people.
There's no morality system. You were all about the chaos. So in addition to the mutations, you also get regular level ups, which go by experience. And so by killing or completing missions, you gain bits of experience, and you can also do different bonuses that give you bonus experience, or by consuming certain targets that have a DNA strand above their head, you get an extra boost in experience. And whenever you level up, you are allowed one EP point, which you can put into movement, health, stealth kind of stuff. Or
if you want to have the most fun, just pour it all into movement first.
Yeah, and so these things will, movement will allow you to run faster, jump higher, glide farther. Health, you get higher health. There's one where it's like consumption, so your health will regenerate outside of combat up to 20%, or whenever you consume somebody, then it gives you more health than it would have otherwise, and stuff like that. And the combat is simple. It's XY combos. You can transfer, like, you get a total of 5 powers, which you can put at any time. You can switch which power is on the X or the Y button. But it's weird because whenever you get an upgrade for those weapons, it automatically maps that weapon to the X button no matter what. And that tripped me up a couple times.
Yeah. I ran into the same problem,
and it's weird because it doesn't really communicate that to you. Once you figure it out, then you're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it seems just like an unnecessary issue that could have been like, hey,
yeah,
we can fix this real easy.
Whenever you consume somebody, you take the identity of them. So you can you just like in the first game, you can become somebody else. and so you won't be detected. But it's pretty stupid because you can jump. You can jump 500 feet in the air, crash land next to some dude in a base, and it'll be like, "Huh, what was that? Oh, hey, Johnson, how's it going?
Right, and your suspicion meter will go up about like 25%.
I'm going on my patrol here. See you later.
Like, huh, that's suspicious. But yeah, and you can run because he looks like me.
You can run 70 miles an hour, and they're like, yeah, sure, that's totally legit.
Yeah, but God forbid you do it in your, like, regular costume, because if you do that, if you even walk down the street, you're going to get shot.
Well, no, because what you're doing is you're in your regular costume with your powers out. If you're in your regular James Heller outfit, like, that's fine. Whenever you hit left bumper and your powers come out, that's whenever people are like, holy shit, you should probably be killed right now.
Yeah, that's it.
So, you know, and then there's stealth in the game. Like, if you want to, it's all by line of sight, so it's really easy and very generous. Like, if you try to consume somebody who is in the line of sight of another guard, it will slow down, and then you'll see the guy. He'll have a little eye reticle above his head, and then you'll just like casually walk it off, and you're like, yeah, sure, yep, no, I wasn't gonna eat you, whatever.
Yeah, after I just picked you up and put my tendrils around your neck, I just have a good day, dude.
Okay, so are either one of you going to review this game, do you think, or are you comfortable just giving a score here? And
you know what, I thought about it and then I realized I probably wouldn't have time to do it in a timely fashion, so 3 stars.
Yeah, I haven't finished it yet, so depending on when I finish it, I might, but I would probably agree with the 3.
The story is real dumb. The movement is fun, and the power. Some of the powers are really cool, but overall, that game is still just not.
Yeah.
Not what it could be, and I don't know what it could be. I don't know what to do to make it better, but I mean, it's
just
probably
doesn't quite gel.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There. It's probably something like this. You know.
Fuck off! I hate computers.
I mean,
if I was thinking about it the other day, and if I had to like give you an example of what games it's like, I would say it's the worst of Crackdown 2 combined with some of the good of Infamous.
Okay. I might give this a rent and
have
a little dumb definitely fun rent it. With it.
Yeah.
But it's at really, least worth just it to like run around.
Just don't pay attention to the story. Don't listen to the stupid dialogue unless you want to hear things like, "Oh shit,
I bought the game. I got it new." So
so you're not an online feeling pass great
that
about
comes
that?
With it, technically.
Oh. I see.
It's called Radnet.
Radnet. And that's dumb.
Because Radical Entertainment, right?
Uh-huh. They're rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, Clint.
Yes.
I'm gonna send. This was actually, I was reminded of this because of the clip you played of Prototype 2 just then. I have the perfect song to play us out on for the break.
Hold on. Can I talk about Prototype? I cut out for a second, so I couldn't say it.
Okay.
Sorry. I bought Prototype 2 new, so I got this Radnet online pass kind of thing. It's not really an online pass because there's no online, but what it does is it just sets you up for, like, each, I think it's 7 weeks. Each of the 7 weeks they're going to release new missions around the world.
I see.
And
that's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, and even if you just compete in the missions and then you get a medal. And as long as you get a bronze medal in each mission, you get a reward, like, you get new mutations. One of my mutations I got that Clint can't get because he doesn't have the Radnet is called Fast Learner. And that means I get double experience for every person I kill.
I see.
And it's just cool little stuff like that to give you incentive to go buy it. Like, if you didn't buy it new, if you bought it used or you rented it, you don't need to get it online. Like, go to the Xbox Marketplace or PSN. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, it's really it really doesn't seem necessary.
Yeah, it's just a cool added bonus. Like, there's one fun mission that I actually really enjoyed. It's you stand on top of this tall building, and then there's like 20 guys just standing stationary, and they give you 2 powers. It's called like Shockwave and dive bomb or whatever, and you just see how many guys you could take out in one jump.
So it's like gravity bowling.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun things like that, but yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's a pretty good idea for an online pass.
Yeah.
Evan's going to give me some music to play us out, and then we...
Right, and I want you to let this run for a while, because this might be the best ending, like, credits song for any game ever.
I got a zombie on me, and you can't harm me. Hoodoo, you voodoo, bitch.
It's even better than that.
No, but seriously, like, I have trouble... James Heller is an asshole.
Yeah.
Goddamn motherfuckers.
Okay, this is inspired by James Heller in tribute to. This is the ending theme for the hit game Rogue Warrior.
Fuck off.
I'm gonna bring it to him. I'm gonna show him what time it is.
What the fuck is this?
It's about to bring the noise.
This is what I play when I'm sexing a girl. Morons
will love this.
I understand.
Hope you assholes like fireworks.
I do.
Fucking commies keep getting in my way. No surprise, motherfuckers.
Happy fucking birthday.
That's right, nighty night, you sweet piece of shit. Enjoy the ride, cocksucker. Have a nice trip.
Boom. So just to be clear, these are just audio clips from Mickey Rourke playing the main character.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
I thought this was an actual song that they did.
This is the actual thing that plays at the end of Rogue Warrior.
Right, I thought like they actually had him rapping.
Right.
Big names.
This just reminds me of Chris Coulter rapping in The Muppets.
Except better.
Rock and roll.
No, Chris Coulter is an amazing rapper.
No, I think this is better.
No. This is dumb. Whatever. We're taking a break, guys.
Find even better music, Evan, to play.
Probably.
He just needs to kill as many communists as he can.
Clint. Isn't that the goal of every American?
Yes. He's a true American.
What you motherfuckers want?
He's like Hogan.
You heard him talking about shooting commie motherfuckers.
All right.
Come on.
So we'll be back after the musical break. And we're back, I think. Yeah. Yes, we are finally back.
We are
after
back.
Some technical difficulties. And
we survived the great blackout of 2012.
Yes.
But for you guys, it was just seconds. We're time travelers.
The Mayan apocalypse has been...
stopped.
Stopped by...
We're like Bruce Willis and those people in Armageddon.
Don't
you mean apocalypse now?
We destroyed the asteroid heading for Earth.
Yep,
that's actually happening. I forget what the asteroid's name is.
Something.
No.
I hope his name is like shit. So just when people see it in the sky, they're like, shit.
Its name is oh shit. Oh shit! Look at how big that is.
And
that's the
Apophis,
name of the asteroid.
I think
engraved on the
I hope it's called Squiggly Line Key.
I think Apophis is the...
isn't that the meteor that crashes in Rage?
Right? Yes, maybe.
I think they said that the meteor that crashes in Rage, they
Apophis.
Named it after the meteor that's actually gonna...
Yes, it is. It is called Apophis.
There you go.
And in 31 years, it could hit... No, that was back in 2005, so in, 27 years...
Yeah, I'll probably be dead in 27 years.
That's really depressing, actually.
Yeah. In a skiing accident, of all things.
Yeah. God knows I love my skiing.
Down in California.
Hey, there are some Lake
Tahoe. I get it. Dirt skiing. It's okay.
Lake Tahoe is like skiing capital of the world.
Hey, you guys. I wanna talk about the news.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. News time.
Ba-da-dum. So guess what?
What?
We all love the Wii U.
Sure.
No, I'm actually excited for it.
I'm not.
I'm lukewarm.
Well,
I'm very excited for it.
This news should leave you indifferent.
Okay.
Because they are not revealing the price of the Wii U at E3.
That is... Oh my God!
It's going to be like $400.
So Iwata said that we will announce the launch date and the price in each market sometime after E3, but we will showcase the final format and discuss the details and the software lineup.
What do you guys think it should be, the price?
Should be?
Should be?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be any more than.
I mean, it'll probably. If they're going for what they're going for, 300.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm comfortable in saying that.
Yeah, I would.
I mean,
I would
but
maybe
then
get it
also like, you know, the fucking PS Vita is then $50 less new than the Wii U, like. I don't know.
Isn't that a compelling reason to buy a Wii U?
That's compelling. I'm talking about realistically. I guess.
Realistically, if they go any higher than $400, it won't seem as cost-effective because, according to, you know, some sources, the specs aren't as, like, the specs are about as powerful as the PS3 and Xbox 360 today. But if in fact these are lies and it can become more powerful than those systems, then you know like I'm what I'm saying is $350, that's a good price point to be at for a console launch that is, you know, a high powered and new controller. Like, didn't the Wii launch for $200? Or was it 250? It was
250.
Yeah, it was 250. And then, and so, you know, like, Nintendo wants to have that price point where they're going to make money off of every single sale, but at the same time, they're making it cost effective for the consumer so that they can get a lot of people to buy it.
I'm starting to think that as we build up to the release of this, and this could just not happen flat out. I don't have faith that this definitely will happen. I think they might start to stress the fact that you can play this with the original Wii controllers.
Uh-huh.
And I think they might sell the controller separately. I think that might be a way for them to get around having a huge price that will turn people
kind
off.
Kind of like the
it would be sort of deceptive.
I don't think you can do that whenever the selling point of the system is that controller. That is besides, you know, the HD graphics, it is that controller 100%.
Sure, but it depends what market they're trying to sell for.
Well, they've said
they're trying to sell for the entire Wii consumer market.
But at this point, they have, you know, what, 80 million people who you know, like, half of those probably never played video games before, and then they played Wii Sports, and now the Wii is just sitting there. Now, they have that market. They can't really do anything with it. And so what they have to do now, with at least their first round of stuff, is to cater to the, you know, more, and I hate using this term, but the more core core group of gamers that you know can drive those sales. They're like, hey, you know, you might like this. And that's pretty much what sold the Wii. Like, hey, you might like this because it's not a traditional controller scheme.
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. I feel like they might be able to get some of that audience.
I'm sure
that bought the Wii just by people making uninformed purchases who aren't really gamers based on the fact that it's the new Wii.
Yes.
Well, yes. See, my thing is, though, if people aren't informed and they say, and they kind of like present it as, hey, you can use your Wii controller on this, people are going to be like, well, why am I paying $400
exactly.
for something that yeah. I already have?
Yeah, exactly. I don't so know. Maybe you, they'll I don't think release it's gonna... like a new, a newer model of like an upgrade from Motion Plus.
So what you're saying is that they'll end up like making a separate bundle that doesn't include that controller, the new Wii U controller for
yes.
for those people who can make uninformed decisions.
Isn't
sort of? I mean, I think
that's
because
sketchy.
With the pack in. If you pack in one of those controllers, they've said those controllers are crazy expensive to make. They are limiting you to one controller per console.
Uh-huh. That pisses me off so much.
And I feel like as we approach this, it might become more clear that the benefits that the Wii U controller gives you are not instrumental to playing Wii U games. Like,
but,
I think it will be a situation where I will be able to play whatever I want to play if I wanted to with a Wiimote.
Sure.
And just having, like, an extra thing or an extra, kind of like, you know, the second analog stick for the 3DS.
So okay,
yeah,
wait, so you're
gotta...
likening this to, like, the Wii U controller being akin to the Wii Classic controller.
On a much larger scale, certainly.
Right.
But
within
a
similar
is,
context.
Right. I mean, most of this is stemming just from, like... I mean, they're putting out new hardware. New
right.
hardware that is slightly more powerful than the current hardware.
Correct.
And they're also putting out a crazy expensive-to-make controller.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for them to be able to make money off that... they are going to go above $400 if they sell those two together.
Yeah.
If they can isolate the Wii U with a 300, even 250, like launch it the same as the Wii, and then maybe get people to
but
pay.
But then you
extra
run into the PS Vita thing where that launch was completely screwed because you had, you know, the two different models and they were pushing one over the other, and then you had the completely jack the fuck up prices on those memory cards sold separately that you needed in order to actively save your games. And,
right.
And so,
and that's
and so
not
the,
cool
the compelling
from a
price
perspective.
Of, well,
no,
the compelling price of $250 becomes like a much different thing whenever you're, oh, I gotta add $100 for, you know, two games and then another, like, $80 for a memory stick.
Yeah,
but what you are doing
also,
is exactly what I'm suggesting.
I know, and what I'm suggesting is that is change like that is a poor way to market a new home console.
The problem with the Vita, though, is they didn't market it at all.
I mean, that's true. I didn't see any advertising for
there
it,
was,
and I'm not.
I saw plenty.
Also, I didn't see any televised.
I did.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, what I'm saying is like the selling point, like the thing that Nintendo is going to focus on, even if it is expensive, is the fact that hey, this is a controller that does different things. Sure, we've got graphics that are you know Xbox and PlayStation quality graphics, but dude, look at this controller. You can do some crazy fucking cool stuff with that, right? That's what they want to focus on. They want to focus on, the Skylanders like thing that you can do with the controller. They want to focus on using it to draw or to move or to do things. Like that controller is essentially the system. That is what they are going to focus on more than anything else, and to sell it separately or to not market the Wii U as being, you know, that controller centric is going to be a detriment to that system.
I would be right there with you if they have not stressed so much that there is only one controller per console, and if they had not stressed so much that you can just dust off your Wiimotes And yeah, but is how you will be playing multiplayer games with the Wii U. Like, it...
But
I'm
you,
not
but,
arguing
but every
in favor
single...
of this as being something I'd enjoy.
Sure, but... And let's just kind of move on, but, like, every single demo that they showed was showing, like... Yeah, there was the four-player demo where one person had the Wii U controller, and then other people had Wiimotes, and so they were playing a different game than the person with the Wii U controller was playing, but, you know, it was in... Like, they were still, you know, multiplayer. So, like, those kinds of experiences where you can have a different experience based on which controller you're holding is kind of cool, you know?
But who's watching the Nintendo press conferences at E3?
Me.
I mean, I am.
Me.
Right. And we're not going to be duped by this. I'm suggesting that... Nintendo, they're releasing a console that's only slightly more powerful, and they're doing it in this minefield where it could be like a Dreamcast situation.
It could.
So I feel like if they are going to do whatever they can to try to cling desperately to that image of the non-core gamer who will buy their product, and I don't think the non-core gamer is going to be okay with spending $400-$500 on a new console.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. Everyone is going to say, why am I spending, you know, another $250 for a new Wii when all that's different is the letter U attached to it? If I'm not getting that controller, what is the point of buying
why
the system?
Why does someone buy an iPad 2?
Because they didn't get an iPad 1.
No, I know plenty of people who had an iPad who bought an iPad 2.
Because it's faster and cooler.
Okay, so that's exactly
the
same thing with the Wii
no,
U.
No, you're...
The problem
there
with
is
the
some
Wii U
insane,
is that...
There is some insane quality that people have with Apple products that they always want the newer, better thing because those products... help them in everyday life. A Wii isn't going to help you in everyday life, and so it's a totally different scenario. I just
right,
can't see it happening, but let's
move
on.
Like $600 for their Wii.
What were you going to say, Matthew?
I was just going to say that I think the problem with the Wii U is that Nintendo hasn't really been willing to commit one way or another, in my mind, to either the casual market or the core gaming market, because on the one hand, they're like, oh yeah, check out this slideshow of third-party publishers. You see Metro Last Light and Batman Arkham, you know, Assassin's
right.
Creed and stuff like that. But then on the other hand, they'll be like, yeah, and then check out all these party games you can play. It's like, you know,
no.
It's...
Yeah, and that's
I'm
the
not really
that,
sure what they're aiming at.
See, I think it's going to sell. It's just not going to sell like they're expecting because the people who are paying attention to the Wii U right now are just gamers, like core gamers, hardcore gamers, whatever you want to call them. Like people like us who watch the gaming news and stuff like that.
I guarantee you, if I was to call my mom and ask her, "Hey, do you know Nintendo's putting out a new console?" She would say, "What are you talking about?"
Exactly. So, what makes people think like that the Wii U is going to sell to those people when it comes out? It's just going to be they're going to wonder what the Wii U is. They're going to be is it
just
an
like,
X? They're going to think it's just the controller, probably.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so once again, and we really do need to move on because we're going to get so much information come E3, is that we can have a, like a 3-hour discussion on this, and we probably will. But like what I need to say is, you know, the thing that allowed people to see what a Wii was, and to get that just skyrocket in sales was the original, you know, Nintendo fan base that wanted the new Mario, the new Zelda, etc. And so they got it to play those games, and then, you know, they're like, hey, mom and dad, you might like this Wii Sports thing. Do you want to play some tennis with me? And they're like, you know what? That's really fun. You're going to go away to college. We'll get another Wii, and then we'll show grandma. Grandma will like it, and then she'll show all of her friends, and then she'll get them
Uncle Buddies.
You know, her grandkids, and blah, 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 blah. It keeps on going and going and going. Like, it starts, it's like a virus. It starts with the, you know, the people who, it starts with the monkey rapers, and then it spreads to everybody.
Right. The Wii U is AIDS.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Let's move on.
All right. Okay. Zerg Rush. Zerg Rush.
Oh,
two
Zerg
little
Rush.
Words.
On carry the, so much on weight. On the Googles.
On the Google search engine.
Yeah.
You type Zerg Rush in, you get to play a fun little mock StarCraft game.
It's cute.
Where you click on O's that represent Zerg and try to stop
way.
Them.
I'll do
try to
right
stop
now.
Them from deleting the links on the page.
And you know, it goes something like this.
Alt! There's no fucking alt! I got a fucking squiggly line key! I got a fucking key with a triangle on it! What the fuck kind of keyboard is this anyway?
I'm doing this right now and it's not that fun.
Yeah, it's
you sound like James Heller, motherfucker.
Okay. That's sort of a one-note story, but
I'm waiting for Zynga to copy this into something.
People could do that if they want. Nintendo, because we haven't talked about Nintendo enough on this podcast. They are going to offer, not unlike PlayStation is doing with their Vita, digital game sales same day as retail for the Wii U and 3DS starting August with new Super Mario Bros. 2.
I think this is a great, great thing.
I mean,
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't see, there's no downside to this. And I think,
I mean,
I think that
it is
going
to be like with the Vita, probably, where you're just going to have to buy, you know, more memory.
I think that, you know, like Nintendo is, for the first time in a long time, jumping ahead of the bandwagon on this one, you know?
I don't know that it's ahead, though.
Yeah.
But,
I feel
okay,
like it's very much
it's
catching up to the bandwagon.
I don't think that that's the case. Like, the only system that's doing that right now is the Vita.
But the PS2 was doing it before that.
It's not as much jumping as ahead as it is taking a step.
In any case, they're going to be the first console with the Wii U to be able to do that. Not counting the PC. Like, the Xbox, you have to wait for games to come on Games on Demand. And same with PS3, except for, you know, the HD collections, which come almost day and date.
Sure, that's cool. I just don't... I wouldn't find it unthinkable that another console would institute a similar policy before the Wii U comes out.
Yeah.
Like what? There's no other console. Like the infrastructure.
PlayStation is doing that on their handhelds.
But the infrastructure isn't there for PlayStation or Xbox 360 to do that right now.
And how do you know Nintendo's will have infrastructure?
Well, I guess I just don't understand what the difference is in infrastructure.
Yeah, exactly.
Why can't Microsoft just change theirs to compete or Sony's?
Have you seen the Xbox dashboard?
Yes.
It is impossible to get to a game that you can buy. Fuck it. We're not talking about this anymore.
What I'm saying is the
Wii U is going to be the first console that does this and is built from the ground up to do this.
I mean, maybe.
No.
Or maybe this is something they
just,
saw PlayStation
why aren't you arguing
doing?
With me? Like, this doesn't...
I disagree with you.
It's not that hard... Like, this is... I don't think
I
that PlayStation
that it's a
is,
good thing. I just don't... I don't feel like they are trendsetting.
Oh, my God. Listen, it doesn't matter. It's still a good thing. Why are we still talking about this?
I agreed with you that it was a good
thing.
Oh,
my God.
It I just said it was a good
son of a bitch. What I'm saying is Nintendo for the longest time didn't even have an online service. And now they are jumping the gun and building a digital store infrastructure that has day and date digital with retail copy.
And that's cool.
Yes.
I'm not disagreeing.
Oh my fucking god, Evan, shut up and move on to the next story.
Okay. Fine. I think the listeners will determine.
God damn it!
Shut up! Acting reasonably.
Shut up.
In this conversation,
you're not acting reasonably, you asshole.
Hey, Clint, fuck you!
No, fuck you!
Oh, god damn it!
Nintendo.
Well, they just pouring out the news.
Yeah, they're just doing so much. They posted their first annual loss.
Ever?
Yes.
Douche chill.
That was a little late.
That was...
They lost around $500 million last year.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I can understand that. Failed launch. And there's going to be a cap to how many people can actually buy a Wii, and I think they're nearing it.
Don't they still pay money, technically, for every 3DS that's sold?
I don't think so.
Like, doesn't it cost more than... doesn't it cost less than what it takes to produce one?
I don't think so.
That was the case last I heard, like in August.
Hmm.
I'm just saying that could be a contributing factor.
Portal 2 has some PC-only DLC coming out that is a test chamber editor.
Yep.
Will let people make their own portal puzzles.
They said, I remember this is a while back, so I'm not exactly going to hold them to this, but I think they said once they would come out with this, every so often they would take the best like fan-made maps and then put them as DLC on console.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd be sort of upset if they charged for that.
No, I doubt they will.
So, but I mean, they're good with free DLC, so.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm fine with that. Binding of Isaac, notable as one of Evan Tognati's favorite games of last year.
Speaking of religious jokes,
it's getting an expansion. It is advertised as being $3 and 50% more content. So that's
sounds like a plan.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. 10 plus bosses, 100 plus items, 20 plus enemies, 4 chapters, 1 character, 6 rooms, 40 unlocks, 4 new tracks, and a new final ending.
That's pretty cool.
That's a lot of stuff for $3, so that's cool.
Hey guys, I have a question.
Yeah?
About Nintendo. Who likes Super Smash Brothers?
I could go for some Super Smash Bros. By the way, I think Clint is not talking to us anymore.
No, I don't think he is.
No, I'm just not. I don't have anything to contribute on the last few stories.
Yep.
I don't care about finding
who likes
Isaac
some Kratos in
else.
Their Super Smash Brothers.
I don't think that's possible.
Well, okay. Well, you can get a Super Smash Brothers skin with the Sony fighter they're putting out.
It's just really like, shocking in
wait,
gameplay
what's it called?
Videos just how much it seems just like an
hold
just
on,
a
hold
skin.
On,
of
hold
Super
on, what's
Smash
it called?
Brothers.
It's like, hold on, it's PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
And this
That's
is
the worst title.
It is time. The worst title.
This is Sony's answer to Super Smash Brothers.
Oh my god!
And people have been asking for it, and here it is. Sure, I'm not too excited about it. Like it has, I'm gonna pay attention to it, but I'm not a fan of, especially one of the big things they did with the gameplay, which is instead of like a percentage, like in Super Smash Bros., how it builds up and then it's easier to knock you off the stage.
It's a life bar.
What's that?
It looks like a life bar.
No, it's not a life bar. That bar you're looking at, it's called the AP bar. And when you punch somebody, that goes up. And only when you have that filled and you activate your power can you knock people off the stage.
Oh, that's so dumb.
So from my understanding right now, punching people in general has no effect on damage or anything.
Oh, that's so dumb. Why would they do that?
I think that might be wrong.
What would happen if somebody fell off a stage, though?
I don't think you can.
I really do think that's wrong.
I don't know. That's from what I've read so far. It's just that's the way it's been presented.
Hopefully they change that.
It's just like that balance in Super Smash Brothers of being like, oh shit, my percentage is really high.
Yeah, so let's
that's one of the fun things about it.
Yeah, and then everybody starts gathering towards the center of the map. This, it's all going to be spread out and just who can punch each other the most first. But I don't know. Like I haven't seen enough gameplay. Maybe there's another element that they haven't revealed.
I really don't think that's right.
I mean, that's just you can read the story about it, but that's as far as I know. That's what I've been.
Maybe they'll have more modes or something.
I hope there's more gameplay elements to it.
Everything I've heard about this game has left me really unimpressed. So we'll see.
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale!
Also, I'd be more interested in a game like that just had a bunch of characters in it that should never be in a fighting game. Like, I want Ethan Mars.
Well, there is a fighting game. Parappa the Rapper.
Well, that's okay.
I want Parappa the Rapper versus Nathan Drake.
I'm sure Nathan
Drake. You can.
Versus Agnew.
Captain Quark will not be a playable character.
Fuck that. Nope. Not buying it.
That's at least my speculation since he is a cameo in the Ratchet and Clank levels.
No, you need Captain Quark.
What if Helen Keller, Commander.
Helen Keller? Helen Keller in a fighting game would be the worst thing ever. Dear
Please
God.
Stop that.
It's just whenever you choose her, you can't see anything that's happening on the screen.
You just lose.
Guys...
Yes.
I know no one here is tired of hearing about Kickstarter.
That's a thing.
Republic is a game that is being made by Ryan Payton. Might know him from Halo, from Metal Gear Solid 4. Worked on those games, pretty instrumental in those games. He's making this iOS game that's asking for $500,000. Doesn't seem like it's going to make it. It's at 97,000 with 14 days left.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that game outside of Game Informer.
It seems cool. It is a game that it involves the player as, like, the player is a character. The player is sort of like a Big Brother-esque figure in this totalitarian society. Is the idea. And they're working. Essentially, the news is that they've announced that if they are funded, they will make PC and Mac versions, and in addition to their iOS version. So that's about it. But that game seemed cool. I read an interview with Ryan Payton, and it seems like they have some good ideas. It doesn't seem like it'll get made, which is a shame. But
And in contrast to what you just said, Evan, I know it's kind of it sounds awful to say. But now that everybody's jumping ship to Kickstarter to try to get everything funded, I'm not the least upset person when I see Kickstarters fail. There's something inside of me that kind of says, ha.
I don't go that far, but I guess I'm not really against Kickstarter. I agree that it's
not
getting tiresome.
It's not the idea of Kickstarter. I'm all for that. It's the fact that, hey, Double Fine made this successful. Everybody do it now. And put
I mean, people only have so much money.
Yeah, I mean, I backed Double Fines for a good amount of money. I haven't seen anything else that's I'm interested in where it would be worth it. And everybody's like, hey, jumping on the Double Fine forms that are supposed to be for backers, they're jumping on those and now pushing for other Kickstarters and everything.
But, it's like, okay, so... Like we said, I think 2 weeks ago, there's a Kickstarter bubble, and it is close to popping.
Yeah.
Like, there is a certain point whenever Kickstarter just won't work because people are flooding it, and you know, it's becoming like an almost, you know, 3 times a week thing where, oh, hey, did you hear about this new Kickstarter? No, it's a Shadowrun game. Oh, really? Oh, I remember that game. Blah, 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 blah. And then you're like, yeah, so they're wanting this much money. And you're like, they're probably not going to get that much. And then blah, 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 blah. Like, it just... There's a certain point where all these Kickstarters will end up failing because people... are tired of hearing about it.
I'm already tired of hearing about it.
I'm a little tired of hearing about it.
Me too.
I still think it's cool. Like, I think it's cool that that's a way for people to get funding to make games. I just,
if too many people are to that, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just not,
let's have Kickstarters take turns so not everybody's just dumping money into hundreds of Kickstarters. Let's get a couple months in between each Kickstarter.
So I'm going to start a Kickstarter so that I can make my own Kickstarter site called...
Oh, God, it's a new petition joke.
Kick
what they should really do is actually, like, almost make a poll and be like, hey, what would you be most interested in? And then whatever that is, make that the Kickstarter. And then next month...
Well, that's not how, like, Kickstarter does... That's
what it should be, though, instead of just people putting up all these projects, scattering everybody's money everywhere.
But that's not
how it works.
You
could actually get something made.
But that's not how, like, Kickstarter doesn't own all of these games now.
Yeah, that's not how life works, unfortunately.
Peter Jackson.
All right, good.
Peter Jackson, you might know. He's directing The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes of The Hobbit was screened at CinemaCon in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and people don't like it very much.
I've heard that.
Well, people don't like the 48 frames a second thing.
Yeah.
That's the big thing that everyone is harping on is because film, for those of you who don't know, film is projected at 24 frames a second, and that is enough to create a steady stream of movement, and your eyes will pick up on the rest of it and kind of fill in the gaps so that, you know, it feels natural. At 48 frames a second, it is close to what your eyes see on a normal basis, which is, I think, 60. Whenever you see that on a screen, it looks more real than it should. And with The Hobbit, with the high fantasy of The Hobbit, you notice the fakeness more.
Yes.
And I think somebody said that it looked like an episode of Days of Our Lives or something like that.
Yeah, it looked like a soap opera.
Joey Tribbiani, guest star.
Peter Jackson essentially said that, fuck it, wait until you see the whole movie to make your judgment, which I understand. I feel like it is fair for people to criticize that if he releases 10 minutes of his movie to the public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a tad bit...
Matthew, please stop moving.
It feels weird to respond to that after very knowingly putting out your... Like, if it leaked or something, I could see that, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should be open to criticism and not defend yourself against
it. Well, it's almost weird because, I was never under the impression that, you know, Peter Jackson would put out 10 minutes of the movie to... Like, unless somebody at the studio was unsure about the technology he was using, I don't see why a 10-minute series of scenes would be released.
Yeah,
and back when before this happened, and he was just talking about his decision to go to 48, he says it gives you much more of an illusion of real life.
Mm-hmm.
In 3D, it also offers much less eye strain, which is all true, but seems to be the problem people are having, is that The Hobbit shouldn't look like real life.
Right.
It should look like fantasy.
Well, actually, was this shown in 3D as well?
I don't know.
Because,
probably not.
Well, because... You know, with 3D now, 3D film is still shown at 24 frames a second, and that is part of the reason why people don't really, like, they get the eye strain, they get the fatigue, and they feel, you know, kind of sick after watching a 3D movie, because you're seeing two images at 24 frames a second, and so your eyes are actually... like downgrading that to about half the frames a second as what it's actually showing, and so your eye is filling in all these blanks that shouldn't be there.
So you're saying in theory with 3D on it should look
really good. In theory with 3D at 48 frames it should be about, you know, like it should feel like if you wave your hand across your face, it should look like that.
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see 3D sure. with that. A couple just before we move on, a couple audience reactions that have been compiled in this article. One person likened it to seeing one of the Live from the Met at IMAX screenings,
okay.
saying they felt it was sort of cold in that sense. Another said that I think we should let him finish it and see what it's like then, but it seems a little like the look of a soap opera right now. Jackson did say that he warned the crowd that it might take their eyes a little time to get used to it, and he also said the footage was far from finished, but this was like a taste of it. So,
is that
so? We shall see.
Is that something you can go back and fix in editing?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Well, yeah. No. Well, I mean,
it might not look as great as if you had shot it in 24.
Yeah,
but you could.
Like here was the thing. And this is a stupid story, but James Cameron on Terminator 2, he wanted to try something, and so every other frame, he just took out a frame. And you can actually find this on the internet, I think, and it's the scene of Arnold Schwarzenegger riding up on the motorcycle, and you see it. And it looks just fine, you know, going the natural speed. But then he took out every other frame. And I can't for the life of me remember why he took out the frames. Like, maybe it was to make the action happen faster or to lower the runtime of the movie or something. I don't know. But he took out a frame, every other frame, and it just looked choppy and stupid.
Right.
So.
I mean, there's room for experimentation, but...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you're making something as big as The Hobbit, you might want to.
Yeah,
you might want to stick to your guns.
But
not to sound conceited. But
if you go into like a Best Buy or a Fry's, like some electronics store, you go back to their TV sections. They've always got one TV that is running at 120 hertz, which has that higher frame rate. And you look at that.
I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it too. They were showing a clip of The Office, and The Office is mostly on Steadicam, so it's constantly in motion. And, like, sure, it looked clearer, it looked crisper, and it looked, you know, more rounded as if I was right there, but at the same time, that camera, oh my god, you could see every little tiny movement, and it was awkward and ridiculous.
That's so. The peril of that. As someone who is currently dealing with sort of the intricacies and headaches of shooting like that, it's when you have more frames per second, you just notice when things aren't quite right. Like, there's a level to which you can smooth over, a camera waggle or something in 24 that you can't in 48.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
So basically, what it comes down to is if this 48 frames a second thing doesn't really work out, they'll probably try in post to bring it down for part two.
But, yeah, and that probably won't
probably
look very
won't
good either.
Work. Yeah, it probably won't work very well. Anyway.
So I have one last piece of movie news.
Film.
This isn't even really news. It's just something to get me excited.
Mm-hmm.
But 54 reviews in for The Avengers releases next week.
Yes.
Guess what the tomato meter rating is?
94.
96%.
Motherfucker.
54 reviews, 2 wrong.
Oh my god.
Out of 54. All of the top critics, there are 5 that have been counted, have given it a positive review.
Wow.
I feel like 54 reviews is a large enough sample size where I can remain confident that this movie will stay in the 90s.
Yes.
When it releases. So, I am excited. You can look for that review probably, yes, the day that movie comes out, because I'm reviewing it and I'm seeing it at midnight, so...
You need to see the other superhero movies.
Yeah, I probably will.
Yeah, I still need
there's
to see
a thing going on at my
America.
Yeah, there's a thing going on in my theater where they're just showing all
yeah,
the movies.
Yeah, they're doing that around, but that's dumb.
Isn't it called Why? Avengers Assemble?
Yes.
Because then you'll just be really, like...
Tired.
Yeah.
Yes. Eh. I've been to, like...
That is, like, 18
days
hours
at the
movies
where it's just, like, sit there for 8 hours and watch movies. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's not even, like, the same as sitting in your house and watching movies for 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's
rough. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Hyped for that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Huh.
Yep.
I dare say it will be pretty good. Then, to round out the news, got some new game releases for the week.
Well, hold on, because I was flipping through my news that I've been keeping tabs on.
You've been looking at?
Apparently, there's going to be a Star Wars Land opening in Disneyland Paris in 2015.
Oh, fuck.
So, why?
Gonna have
Paris
to take a
2015.
Gonna have to take a trip to Paris in 3
Ride
years.
The midichlorian stream through the Jedi.
It sounds awesome. That sounds like it should be a sequel to Innerspace.
I'll tell you what. I was in Disneyland a little while ago, and they redid Star Tours.
Oh,
and I was like, hey, they redid Star Tours. Maybe it won't be boring anymore. And
it was probably more boring.
It's still boring. It's got some pod racing.
Oh, yeah. Man.
They redid that at a Disney World, too, and yeah.
Did we ever talk about the Avengers already breaking records, earning $36 million overseas?
There's something we should talk about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the first day it was open in Australia, this is what I know specifically, it made $6 million,
mm-hmm.
which for Australia... That's like nothing for us, but for Australia, that's a shit ton of money. And
yes.
I think the last Harry Potter, made $7 million, but that's the only movie to make more in the first day in Australia
yes.
than the Avengers.
Yeah.
Which bodes well.
Very much so.
I cannot... We will see who shall win the box office battle. I am not convinced if it will be the Avengers or The Dark Knight Rises.
Mm.
My heart is with the Avengers, and my gut.
No, your heart is with Joss Whedon.
It's the same thing. It's Joss Whedon's
Joss
the Avengers.
Joss Whedon's Avengers, yeah.
Yeah, but you're really not on the superhero bandwagon as much as you are the Joss Whedon bandwagon.
Yep.
Yeah, so. That's true. I definitely prefer Batman as a license, but man, Avengers.
Yeah.
Avengers is coming out in like a week.
Yes, it is.
Why are you whispering?
Because he's really, really excited.
Because I'm really excited.
He's so excited that he has to whisper.
I'm so excited.
Did we talk about the Muppet sequel is going to be a caper?
Oh my god! That's a thing?
Yeah. They're writing the script right now, and it's going to be like a Muppet caper movie.
Oh
god.
Sounds great.
Who framed Kermit the Frog?
Is it going to be written by Jason Segel?
It will not. It will not star, and is not written by Jason Segel. But it is written by co-writer.
Joss Whedon.
No, by Jason Segel's co-writer. I think it's Nate Seahern. I want to say that's what it is. And also, the director of the first Muppets movie is it's coming back to direct the sequel.
James Bobbin.
And is also co-writing.
Okay, sure. The Muppets is a fun little movie. I'd be happy to watch another fun little movie.
Yes.
So,
any
other news?
They're shooting the Lone Ranger.
Okay, there's no more news.
Now we're reaching.
No, I'm actually pretty excited that Fringe is getting a fifth and final season. It's been
good news for Fringe fans.
Yeah, it's been on the cusp of being canceled for two seasons now, just because
they put it out the Friday night slot.
Well, it's just because that's a high concept show that is very heavy in mythology. It is like drenched in mythology, and so it's very hard for people to just sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
Without knowing everything in that show.
I see.
So, yeah. There's that.
Okay, so guys, how do you feel about MMOs?
They're okay.
I like Guild Wars.
Sam Raimi is in talks to remake Poltergeist?
Okay, well, how would you feel about an MMO with quests?
Seems like
sorry, I'm just reading the promotional blurb. With quests, I'm gonna blow your crafting.
Still.
An intricate plot. PvP.
It can mean stupid.
This is all this stuff is that's going on the back of the box, isn't it? Quests. Yeah, okay. Just that's the back of the box. It just says quests.
What does Terra have going for it again?
Terra is, according to the people who made Terra, the first time that an MMO has combined the skill and satisfaction of a console action game. I don't know why they stress console, but because it's coming out for PC only, it seems.
Should we just?
But
what? Why are we talking about? Why are we talking about Terra?
I mean, I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Me neither.
Well, you guys, I don't want to play rumor mill here, but I hear, and this is just what I hear, that there's this game coming out in November called Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I thought they canceled Call of Duty.
Why would they release that game in November? That's Call of Duty.
There's a problem with this though. They made so much money that it flooded into the Activision offices. So currently in Activision, they just can't see over the piles of money. So I don't know how they can possibly make Black Ops 2.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be getting it.
I will actually probably.
I liked Black Ops. It did different things.
I'm just so done. I'm just so done.
I skipped Modern Warfare 3. I didn't even pay attention to it. So, I want to see what Treyarch did with Black Ops 2 because I do like Treyarch as a dev studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
So,
okay, guys, how do you feel about Motocross?
Is this about Trials Evolution?
No.
Well, then I don't care.
How would you feel about participating in the World Championship of Motocrossing?
I still feel like this is about Trials.
Is it Supercross 2000 related?
No.
Oh, well then never mind.
It is Mud related. Fuck the that. Name of the game is Mud.
That's so gross.
You know what that sounds
mud
like?
Mud is a word that I don't want. I hate that word.
That sounds like a ripoff of the game Dirt, which is a racing game.
Well, this is a motocross game, and apparently there's a world championship involved, and apparently it's coming out on the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and personal computer consoles.
Ugh.
Sniper Elite V2.
Wait.
Yeah! Woohoo!
Did you guys see that there's going to be a new Rayman game?
There is. Yeah. On the Wii U.
Oh my god.
Still not on the
Wii U. Actually, yeah. It still has Michelle Ancel as the creative director on it.
I am on board for that.
I think they are calling it Rayman Legends.
I just need something to actually grab me and make me say I need a Wii U.
Yeah,
and
that's a super generic name.
Rayman Legends.
Hold on. I know what they need to do to make
League
it better.
Rayman Legends
Revelations.
I think they just need to let you play as Tron Bonne. I think that's what needs to happen for that series.
And
we need to revive Mega Man Legends.
And you guys,
no, Kickstarter? Shut up.
And
stop
you guys,
it. No.
This is pretty crazy because they are sold out of the first round of digital additions to Guild Wars 2.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
The digital editions. You can still go to GameStop, Best Buy, or Amazon and get a hard copy, but...
Who does that?
No, but I know. I would rather do that, but would I have a... beta access?
Yes. If you go into GameStop right now and you say, I want to pre-purchase Guild Wars 2, if you pre-order, you don't get the beta access. But if you pre-purchase, which is buy it right there on the spot, they will give you a code for the beta access, which you put in on guildwars2.com.
Okay.
But yeah, so they're limiting their digital sales so that you know they don't overflood the servers at launch. Which will happen anyway, of course, because it always happens. But they're putting a cap on their digital sales, and soon they will release a steady stream of more digital sales if they feel like they can handle it.
Right. Sniper Elite V2 talked about that a little bit. But that's also coming out this week.
Is it?
For PC, Xbox, and PlayStation.
I should probably buy that.
No, you shouldn't. You don't need to buy every game that looks remotely interesting.
Well, I didn't buy...
Even though I just bought Risen 2.
Yeah. Well, we all talk out of our asses here.
I should buy a VR.
I'm not Risen 2.
I'm not.
The day before it came out.
I'm not.
The day before it came out. Did you what is up with pre-purchase? I hate that. Like, it is now everywhere. You can pre-purchase things on Steam, which, you know, is that buying it then, or is that...
Yeah, you pre-purchase it, you pay the whole amount of money, then it installs, and then you can do this thing called preloading, which means if you wanted to stay up till midnight, and it would just immediately boot up if you had it preloaded.
Okay.
Essentially, it puts all the files on your computer, but it locks them via some sort of wizardry, and then it unlocks them when the game releases.
Okay, I can understand that, but I really, really, really want that collector's edition of Guild Wars 2, but I don't have the $150 to spend right this very second.
$150?
Yeah, but you get so much stuff.
It's a ton of money, though.
Yeah, but you get so much stuff, and I really want that statue.
Call of Cthulhu, The Wasted Land, a turn-based strategy game, strategy role-playing game, based on the works of cult horror writer H.P. Lovecraft, strangely enough.
Whoa.
So, just in case you were wondering, this is not a sequel to the cult classic Call of Cthulhu first-person shooter.
When you said Call of, all of a sudden, I thought you were going to say Call of Juarez. I don't know why.
Call of Juarez, the Cartel 2.
Yeah.
This time with...
This time
with
more racial stereotypes.
100%
more
shit.
Obama mask. What?
Yeah. Mortal Kombat for the PlayStation Vita.
That's
comes out. Comes out this week. That is a game I will not be purchasing because I already own
you have
Mortal
Vita.
Kombat.
How's the Vita treating you? Do you still play that at all? Was that a good investment,
no.
Evan?
I love it. I love the hardware. I think it's an awesome system.
But you don't use it, right?
But I don't use it.
How was the 3DS the first 2-3 months? Did you use it constantly?
I did.
What were you playing?
I was playing Legend of Zelda and Star Fox because I would sit down and play that in between my classes. It was perfect.
I should probably buy a Vita.
Did you just hear what Evan said? God damn it!
I'm not a good role model. I don't.
I want to see
even when
there is
Matthew.
Yeah.
Shut up for a minute.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Even when there are things to play, I don't play handhelds as much as I should.
Yeah. See,
because I don't travel enough. I don't have enough dead time in my day to play that. When I do have dead time, I'm at my house, and I'd rather just play a console game. So, like, I bought a bunch of... I bought Mario Kart 7. I haven't opened it. I remember I bought Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars. Haven't opened it.
Motherfucker, stop doing that.
Bought Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story. Never opened it.
Oh, the game's so good.
Like, I... The Vita is awesome, and I'd recommend it as a hardware thing, but... And Uncharted is sort of fun, I guess. Mm-hmm. And Lumines is good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the whole catalog of PSP. You can get Persona 4 Portable when that comes out.
Fuck, I should buy a Vita.
See, this is what Clint's gonna do. He's gonna buy a Vita, just be meh on it, you not should, really get it. He's gonna return it.
Buy a Vita.
Then a couple months later, he'll buy it again.
I'm not...
You should buy a Vita and play Persona 4 on it. That was just too much for you to handle.
Let us
so you're telling me you don't want to hear about Fable Heroes, the action-packed hack-and-slash tie-in to the Fable
Nobody
series.
Nobody wants to hear about
it. I want
to
hear
You don't
want to
hear
it.
About Awesome Knots?
I want to hear about it.
I hate Fable.
Why? Actually, I'm kind of interested in Fable Heroes.
Shut up, Matthew. Get out of
I'm
my podcast.
So
Get out of my podcast.
I couldn't care less.
Get out. Get out.
Questions.
No, get out.
Questions.
Questions. I guess we're doing questions.
Do we have
no,
questions?
No, no,
I wanted to hear
no,
about
you
Fable
didn't
Heroes.
Give me long enough to get the song out.
Tell me about Fable Heroes real quick, Evan.
Yeah.
Fable Heroes. So Fable Heroes is an action hack and slash where, in God's name, is the Wikipedia page.
That's the one where it's akin to Castle Crashers, correct?
Well, I will have a good answer for you. The lead designer on Fable Heroes described how they brought a modern touch to the old and outdated side scroller. And the Fable Heroes Wikipedia page is littered with typos.
Yeah, it is.
Peter Molyneux was just really mad that he couldn't think of it, so he went into the Wikipedia page and messed it all up.
There are Avatar Awards. Oh, that really bugs me. The person who wrote this did not capitalize the name of the game. Oh. It just says Fable Heroes, and it's not capitalized. And then
it
says
Fable 4. Yeah, the
and
journey.
Then that's not capped. Yeah, he calls Fable the journey, Fable 4 the journey.
And none of that's capitalized.
And then yeah, for some reason he capitalized the word gain.
That's the one that was like presented at the, I don't know what they call it, one of the jams. It was that lion head.
Oh, I didn't know about that. It's a beat 'em up.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
Questions.
Yay.
That's the wrong one. Whatever.
Sexy up on these questions.
Yeah.
Smooth jazz questions.
I will play one more just so that we can have a little bit. This one's called Kickflip. It's probably stupid, so let's play it.
This is like Sonic Heroes music. Oh, God.
Hey, it's our friend Big the Cat. You're fishing, Big. That's not like you.
Oh,
fuck you, Big.
There was like a dubby steppy one in here somewhere.
Hey this guys, I don't mean rodeo. To alarm you, but I am tied for first in the favorite podcast co-host.
Oh, I need to re-vote for Casey. Hold on.
With three other people, and now I'll be tied for second with two other people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I wasn't even voted for. Did Matthew vote for himself?
No, I actually voted for
Evan. No, Matthew voted for me.
Okay.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I think you got one good points.
I could have sworn there was like a
not really awkward
dubstep one.
I think I would be comfortable with him being the president. I think he has some interesting ideas.
This one's called Sideman Strut, and then we'll go into user questions.
Okay.
I like that.
Remember, though.
User
anyway,
questions.
We jump directly into questions. Yeah. I am starting a super fan fuckest upest contest.
Well, you see, okay. I played the music too early then. I have to play
no,
it again.
No, I mean, that's fine. That's a good intro.
Yeah, it is.
So what I'm going to do is where we ask our questions on our Facebook group, Aaron Not Found Civilized Discourse Corner.
Okay.
And the I Watch You Entire Overblood Super Replay Facebook group.
Okay.
I told them that whoever has the most questions answered over the next couple of weeks, it'll probably be 3 weeks, we'll get a prize.
What's the prize?
Well, it could be a number of things.
It will be singing a rap of their choice.
Either, no, dear God, no.
It'll be an artist's rendition of you by me, even though I can't draw worth a damn.
It'll be a picture of Matthew drawn like one of my French girls.
I was about to make
that sounds
joke.
Like a good idea.
What it'll be is it'll be up to the person's choice, either like 1,600 Microsoft points, $20 worth of PSN, or a $20 Steam game.
What are you...
Can I ask questions and I choose the questions?
No. You are not allowed to do either of those things.
Okay.
So, go ahead, Clint. You have questions.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do some user questions. I'm going to start with a question from Miles Cadle, who asks...
Surprising.
What are your favorite video game soundtracks? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Fez is the only one that I've actually bought. But I also have that Nintendo.
Oh, come on. You're into fucking techno and you don't like Fez?
I don't think it's that interesting. I like the first couple songs.
I want you to get out now.
Yeah. I'm not
We didn't play User Questions song again. What are your favorite video game soundtracks?
Final Fantasy VI, Clint.
Oh, man. That sounds like a good one.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Just wait, Matthew.
Oh, no trigger. Yeah, what's up?
Matt, you seem to not like my choice there. I want to know what you have against the Final Fantasy VI soundtrack.
Oh, no. I like Final Fantasy VI soundtrack. Yeah, I'm not against it.
Yeah,
no, I Dancing Mad is brilliant. I'm not... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're on thin ice is all I'm saying.
Ha ha.
That wasn't a joke.
Also Metal Gear Solid 4.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Braid.
And Metal Gear Solid 3 Braid. Snake Eater.
Let's talk about this one. You guys, Zelda music has always been great.
Super Meat Boy.
Rayman.
Bastion was really good.
Yeah.
Chrono Trigger.
Bastion.
There's a lot of good.
Mass Effect has some great music.
I like Mass Effect 3, but not Mass Effect 1 and 2 that much.
I'm talking about Mass Effect as a series.
Yeah.
Matthew, god damn it.
Yeah.
I hate you so much
It just sounds like really... A lot of it just sounds like really just typical, dramatic.
I really hate you right now.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I have a question.
No.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
No.
Well, no, it's from one of the...
Bowling music. Go ahead.
No, we're not done yet. Because Saints Row has the best soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's licensed.
Yeah, the best licensed soundtrack comes from Saints Row the Third.
That's an entirely different category.
Really?
No, it's not.
Also, it doesn't even have that much great licensed music.
Exactly.
I mean, it's cool the way they use it, but the actual
don't
music...
Don't talk about it anymore because Clint's going to start playing Power.
Friendship over!
Okay. Next question. Justin Jukes asks...
Justin Juice.
I just butchered your name. I'm sorry.
Why are you doing... This is mine.
No.
I do questions.
Just trade off. One of you can be in each of the groups and you can trade off.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I don't like that.
What is your favorite
Pokemon?
Can
go fuck yourself, Quinn.
Fuck you.
Fuck you! What's your favorite Pokemon?
Typhlosion.
Let's go original 151 here.
You fucking asshole.
I don't give a shit.
Squirtle. Have you heard how Squirtle says his name?
Squirtle. He says Squirtle and then...
Yeah, but he does it in that crazy, like, weird, like, high-pitched, raspy voice. It's Squirtle.
Yeah, Squirtle's pretty cool, but probably Dragonite.
Oh, you whore. You would pick, like, the most powerful person.
Yeah, Dragonite's pretty cool. That or Charizard.
They're Pokemon, Ryan.
I don't care.
Alakazam's pretty neat. One of those.
I'm going to go Kadabra. Kadabra's pretty cool.
I like the one that looks like moles.
Oh, the Diglett.
Yeah, Diglett.
Dugtrio.
I'm down Haunter, with Diglett.
Haunter's pretty cool. Clint, what's your favorite Pokemon?
It's been so long since I've...
I feel the same way.
...thought about Pokemon like that.
Like that.
And while you're at it, what's your favorite Yu-Gi-Oh! Trap card?
It's called Nightmare Wheel. What it does is the opponent's monster.
No, it's the Blue Eyes White Dragon. Who?
That's not
you?
A trap card.
I don't.
That's
a monster. I don't know
I'm sorry.
What
I'm not
is.
Even gonna lie. I just had to stop you there.
I don't even know what. Oh my
you
god!
You stupid fool. That's Matthew saying milk is always cold.
No, it's really
see,
not.
You can't just play a trap card face up. You have to.
Yeah, you have to
it
set
up.
It.
You
then you have to wait
a
turn.
It's like a trap, guys.
Then you can use a trap card. Dude, I like to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Semi-professionally.
Okay, Clint, do you have another question?
What? No, I was still thinking of my Pokemon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I mean, I played Pokemon Yellow.
Oh, Pidgeot's always awesome.
Yeah, get out.
Pidgeot isn't...
What was that one? Never mind. It's dumb.
I like Snorlax, because I feel he represents me. I feel like if I were a Pokemon, I'd probably be Snorlax.
You just lay around on roads until people
yes.
blow whistles at you to make you move.
That is precisely what I'd do.
Uh-huh.
So, Clint, you think of one yet?
No, and I probably won't. So
I'm nominating
Pikachu.
Clefairy for Clint.
No, let's just go with Pikachu.
Okay,
Pikachu. Good choice.
Yeah.
Rock solid.
Unevolving
I mean. Like Geodude.
Or,
let's just keep going.
Bulbasaur.
What about Charmander?
Oh, Charmander was about to die, and then he turned into Charmeleon, and then he was an asshole. And then he
what about Charizard?
And then he turned into Charizard, and he was an asshole until Ash saved his life, and then he was all like, "You're a cool dude," but he only said
but
it like
then
Charizard.
He dropped him off at the one place so that the lady could train Charizards, but then they don't really show Charizard that much unless Ash really needs him.
And yeah, then, is anybody else upset with the fact that Ash gives away all his best Pokemon?
And then there
that
was
pissed me off when
upset
I was
upset. How?
I am
define
upset.
Upset.
Like wait, I cried when he let go of Butterfree when I was
okay,
like seven.
Then no.
So in the first episode there was
cry.
Like that rainbow bird Pokemon.
Oh.
And that is and then in Lost there's the Hurley bird who shouts Hurley, but they never reference that again until the special features.
Well, Ho-Oh's referenced. In the second one. In the second generation.
That's... Who the fuck gives shit about anything past 151?
No. Second generation was the best.
It was the best. And I still...
I have no idea what you're saying, but it's ridiculous.
Just ask another question.
It's just noise. It's just noise.
Just ask another question.
Aren't we all noise?
I can't ask another question as long as you're... doing that thing you're doing.
Okay,
you
know where this is leading. One of you say fuck you and then Clint can play the
fuck you.
Sound.
No. I wasn't going there.
What was that?
Did you hear that too?
Yeah.
I thought that was me.
No, that
I thought I was having a stroke. Dear God.
No, that was everything glitching up for a second, but we're good.
Okay.
I think the killer is in your house, Clint. He's in your internet.
Yep.
He's your roommate.
Twitter terror!
Twitter terror,
god
damn.
My god.
Oh my god!
If you don't ask a question from the group, I'm going to. And I'll make sure it's one you won't like to answer.
So what do you guys think of DreamWorks animated movies, Miles?
Meh.
I mean, sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're Shark Tale.
I think that they're definitely picking up their game. Like, they're making better movies lately.
Yeah.
Still not Pixar quality. Although Pixar kind of dropped the ball on Cars 2. So.
That had to be pushed by Disney way too much.
Yeah, it was pushed by sales. Like, they were like, hey, we can make more toys because we made a gajillion dollars on toys for Cars. Yeah. Let's make another one of those. This time, he's a superhero.
Yeah. The worst character is the main character now.
Yeah. This time, we can have Larry the Cable Guy have more lines and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they go to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
But DreamWorks, How to Train Your Dragon was pretty good, I guess.
Ants is good.
How to Train Your Dragon was really good.
You know, the Shrek movies, at least like the first, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ants.
No, not ants.
I like ants.
Not ants. Wasn't ants. Woody Allen the lead character in Ants?
Yeah.
And Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's such a weird movie. Ryan.
It's great, though.
Yes.
Question.
It
was a question.
Trying to here, Justin asks again, would you rather ride a dragon or a panther?
I don't like
dragon?
This question.
Is that even a question?
Yeah. I don't like this question. There's only one answer.
No, dragon? A panther would be kind of cool.
Yeah, but
it's a fucking dragon.
I don't know.
I like panthers. Panthers are pretty cool.
You're
fucking
ridiculous.
Dragon.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
You can ride.
No, I'd probably end up riding a dragon. But
you can ride a panther in real life.
You can't. You go try to ride a panther right now, Matthew.
Sure, but panthers exist.
Exactly. It's plausible.
Like, you could watch a panther, and you could be like, oh, if I had some sort of way to cling on to a panther safely, I can picture what riding a panther would be like.
Just a panther saddle.
But a dragon, that's unknown. It's new territory.
Actually, if you watch How to Train Your Dragon, it kind of shows you how to ride a dragon.
Well, no.
Quint.
I kind of like this question. Miles asks, what is the worst controller from any system?
Nintendo 64.
Wait, does the, oh crap, I can't
even remember.
Virtual Boy.
Yeah, does that count?
probably. I mean, I don't know.
The Power Glove.
Yeah.
Sega CD's controller is
pretty
bad.
I love the Power Glove. It's so bad.
It's so bad. Yep. Maybe, you know, other stuff too, but those are the ones that stand out.
Aiden Cavanaugh asks, what's your favorite Subway sandwich?
I don't like Subway.
I love the Power Glove. It's so bad.
What? What was that?
That was
from
the
Wizard.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen The Wizard.
You should watch it. It's so
you
good,
shouldn't.
and it's got that kid in it, Fred Savage.
California.
It's so bad.
Anyway,
it's so good.
Along with that question,
they go to California so they take like a cross country trip so that they can play Super Mario Brothers 3 in a contest.
Yeah, listen. Listen, Ryan, if you go see The Wizard, you can see Super Mario Bros. 3 in action.
Yeah.
Oh, before it comes out.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And you see the Power Glove, because that's coming out soon, too.
So bad.
I hope they re-release the Power Glove. That's actually the Wii U controller. That's
oh, man, that is so bad. Yeah. In the best way.
So, yeah, what's your guys' favorite Subway sandwich?
I don't like Subway.
I'm with Matthew. I don't like Subway.
Can we say which so that I can say the Elvis Presley?
Which?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Elvis Presley. It's got honey, bananas, something else.
That sounds like what you
want. Peanut butter and bacon.
That sounds like what me and your mom did last night.
Honey, bananas, peanut butter,
that's just
bacon.
Kinky.
Yeah.
Honey, bananas, peanut butter, bacon.
Evan, how about you?
I don't eat Subway that much, but I guess they've got one that's like, it's like chicken. it's got some sort of like sweet teriyaki sauce or something.
I would go, but there's okay. A build up to that, and it isn't.
It's got dramatic pause. Chicken.
I know there's like banana peppers on it and like pickles
banana
and stuff.
Banana peppers? Those don't exist.
I mean, they do. If you want to challenge me on this,
Alex Greeley wants to know what's your favorite old cartoon from the 90s or older.
I didn't know we were calling cartoons from the 90s old.
Let's go with, you know, the classics like Looney Tunes, you know, Tom and Jerry cartoons, anything from Tex Avery.
The Roadrunner cartoon.
Yes, those are
where
great.
Where Wile E. Coyote makes the catapult.
Uh-huh.
That's the one I...
Have you guys seen the new ones? Like the new Roadrunners?
No. Are they stupid?
No. No, they're actually pretty good, and I know one of the animators who works on those.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Could you get us an interview with him?
No.
Okay.
Oh, also the Roadrunner cartoon where Wile E. Coyote buys the Batman suit.
Yes.
And he runs off like the cliff. Yeah.
Also, I mean, you know, Flintstones and the Jetsons.
This is 90s, right?
No.
I'm not even thinking of The Simpsons, obviously. That's my favorite cartoon.
I didn't like it back then, but South Park was 90s, right?
I mean, that started
in the 90s. It started in
the
90s.
So, SpongeBob started in 90s.
Wait, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It had to.
What's it on? Season like 16 now?
Yeah.
Tell you what, I lost track of South Park, watched a new episode last night. Pretty funny.
Yeah,
still a pretty funny show.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited for that game coming out.
And
yeah,
that's
promise.
Batman.
Which one? Batman Beyond was awesome. But that might have been 2000s.
It was, and it was an animated series in the 90s.
He means the Adam West Batman.
That the cartoon intro to that was just the best.
Evan knows me too. Yeah, no, there were some great cartoons whenever I was growing up, and now I can find all those on Boomerang. You remember there was like a cartoon where they were all on a road race, and oh man, who was the girl?
Speed Racer?
No. It was like Dax.
Dexter's Laboratory?
No, Dax. Fucking shut up.
I'm just trying to help.
Did you Jesus not hear Christ. Me whenever I said road race? Like,
I thought
that
you had transitioned to something different. My apologies. Good sir. Good day, sir.
Dick Dastardly. Dick Dastardly and then his dog. And there was,
Richard.
Like, Penny.
I remember that name.
Oh, man. And she was like, help, help. She was always getting tied up.
Oh, that's so old. Oh, God.
I really like the Daffy Duck cartoon where it's all about him dodging the draft.
Or the
Wacky Races
cartoon. I'm not
Duck Dodgers in the 21st and one half century. That was a good one. I really like that one.
Oh, that one was good. I think there was a what'd you just say, Clint? I can't remember the name
Duck
of it.
Duck Dodgers in the one in the 21st and one half century.
There was a N64 game of that I used to play the shit out of.
Nice.
It was great.
There were also, like, 5-minute Superman shorts that were pretty awesome. And it would always start with the same intro. You know, look, up in the sky, it's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's Superman. And they would do the, you know, leap tall buildings in a single bound, faster than a speeding bullet. Blah, 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 blah.
No, Batman.
Nope.
Batman
but,
Superman.
Yes. Yeah. Like, that's no contest. Batman already kicked Superman's ass.
Yeah, I know, and everybody still argues that Superman could win.
No, he can't, because Batman can outsmart him.
Yeah, Batman already won.
twice.
I'm not doubting that that happened, but if they were both around, Superman would be Batman. There's absolutely no contest.
Yeah.
Superman is superhuman. Batman is just a guy with gadgets.
Now, yeah. If Superman did not have his code where he couldn't kill people, then yeah, Superman could win.
Batman can't kill people either.
Yeah, but Batman, that doesn't matter, though. Batman probably couldn't kill Superman even if he could.
Yeah, so why does it matter that Superman can't kill
because
Batman?
Because Superman could kill Batman in any second, but since he can't kill Batman, he has to...
Then no, he can't incapacitate him, it's just kill or nothing.
Ryan, well, your logic makes no sense, because Batman doesn't kill, neither does Superman.
Yeah.
No, they're both orphans. And,
yes.
Batman's smarter than Superman. He totally kicks Superman's ass.
He couldn't.
Especially if he's written by Scott Snyder.
He physically couldn't.
No, he could.
Batman can't deal with guns.
Kryptonite, dude. Kryptonite's a thing.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, if you're throwing kryptonite into the mix, then I'll throw, like, dead parent issues into the mix. I don't give a fuck.
That doesn't matter. That's what makes him Batman. That's what makes him strong.
Okay, let's have a new question.
I thought you were gonna keep going with that clip.
Yeah, I did too, but the YouTube video stopped.
I know Evan's gonna hate me for this, but Ethan Fassett asks, what's the best Joss Whedon series?
Buffy,
you said, Evan?
Then Firefly in a close second, and then Angel, and then Dollhouse.
Uh-huh. Those are...
If we're including all of his projects, then I'd rank it Buffy, Firefly, Dr. Horrible...
Kevin Woods.
I might like Angel more than Kevin in the Woods.
Really?
There's some great stuff in Angel.
There's just not enough brooding in Kevin in the Woods for...
That's true. Like not enough. Yeah. Angel, Cabin in the Woods, Dollhouse.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's only one show where you have a 3-minute conversation about who would win in a fight, cavemen or astronauts.
That's true. And there's only one show that will kick you in the fucking heart in the last episode.
It will kick you. No, it'll kick you in the heart 3 times.
Yes. And then shit on it.
Plus, Cameron in the Woods doesn't exactly have a fighting chance, considering it's 90 minutes long.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah,
I think
it's hilarious.
Cabin in the Woods is miles better than Dollhouse. But in this ranking scenario, that's what I'm going with.
Man of justice.
There we go.
I am a man of might.
Clint, do you have another question?
Yeah, except I was playing...
Well, I thought we could talk over it.
Yeah, me too.
Just have it in the background.
Hey, Evan, I think I know the answer to this question, but Alex Greeley wants to know your favorite movie psychopath / serial killer. I have a feeling you will end up saying the Zodiac.
I mean, but he's not... I feel like that's cheating. In a way, because that's
okay,
a real
then
fictional favorite psychopath / serial killer.
Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Can Heath Ledger's Joker count?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
He is a psychopath.
He did really good with that.
Assuredly.
Sorry, this has got to stop.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I honestly...
The guy from Seven.
That's pretty good.
Okay. I have a sufficiently strange and Evan-y answer to this.
Does it have to do with Vertigo?
No.
Is it Norman Bates? Because it's Norman
no,
Bates.
It's
okay.
Not Norman
well,
Bates.
Mine's Norman
Vince
Bates.
Vince Vaughn's Norman Bates.
My favorite serial killer is John Goodman's character in Barton Fink.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Yep, that is an
Ebony
answer.
Barton Fink is an amazing movie. It's the Coen brothers' best movie.
Yeah.
I'll defend that to the grave.
Just John Goodman Dear God.
John Goodman is a serial killer in that movie.
Uh-huh.
I'm not shitting you.
Oh, would Driver count? Because he kind of kills a lot of people.
No, he's not a psychopath. Well, I guess.
Serial slash psychopath.
But he's not a serial killer in that he's not... He's getting vengeance. He's not...
Yeah, he's more of like a vigilante.
Yeah.
John Goodman, on the other hand, let me tell you.
He's just
messed up.
Yeah. Miles Cadle, what's your favorite curse word? And the answer is fuck. I just like the feel of it in my mouth.
Just the elegance, the simplicity of fuck.
Yeah. Fuck!
I don't consider it a curse word, but I always like the word cunt when you use it correctly.
But if you use that, you have to tread lightly because people still get uppity about it, man.
No, not calling women cunts or something.
James Heller certainly did.
Yeah.
he blatantly did. He 100% said that to a woman.
Jeez. I gotta play this game.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a fan of variations on the word shit. Like, I like bag of shit. Shit bag works well.
I know you have a penchant for asshat.
I like asshat.
Asshat.
I actually wrote asshat into my script. So yeah. I do like asshat.
Asshat. I don't really get that asshat thing.
I still like the feel. I like the feel of fuck
touch
in my mouth.
The feel of fucking.
Right, I'm with you on that. Getting more creative.
Yeah, motherfucker. That's
a good variation.
Fuck is
I'm thinking like
the fuck
there's something
stuffers,
I like about douchebag too.
Yeah.
Douchebag is pretty good.
Because I feel like you're really putting your weight behind it when you say douchebag.
Yeah, because douchebag isn't used a lot. Right. So.
It's very in special circumstances.
Yeah. Douchebag. You are a bag
of
douche.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't like the word on its own. I don't think it's very effective, but when you add stuff around shit, I think it becomes... It transcends.
Shit face.
Because nobody just says shit. You just say fuck.
Yeah.
Because fuck's better.
Or, even combine the two, you know? Shit fuck.
Shit fuck? No.
Or fucking shit.
Fucking shit.
Yeah, that's good.
Fucking shithead. There you go.
Yeah.
Aiden has a question that I think I know the answer to, Clinton, Evan, but Matthew, I have no idea.
That.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Well, that's why I don't know.
That's a complicated thing for me. Should I go first?
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
if
like,
you don't know.
I wanted to be like... I guess since like I was
an
five,
astronaut.
Like, no, I meant like
Spider-Man.
I always liked them video games. I guess I'll be one of them video game designers. Turns out I suck at like every level when it comes to making those. So then I was like, well, maybe I could like somehow get an editorial position at like a gaming.
Yeah, and God knows you're terrible at that. Am I right?
Yeah. But then I was like, oh wait, there's like barely any jobs for that. So I'm like, I don't know if it's not. If I get an English major, I'm probably going to be an English teacher, so I guess advertising.
Could you imagine if Matthew was your English teacher?
That would be either the worst or the best class in the world.
I know my English.
Mom and Daddy, that's what I learned at school today. Your kidney's next to your heart and Calvin's always cold.
Yes. Yes.
I got the clap.
Now hold on. Use that
cow
in a complete
milk.
Sentence.
Are
okay?
they telling us the whole story?
Matthew was an ethics teacher and he spends an entire semester on the ethics of cow milk.
I picture you becoming just a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Like,
it all hinges around cow's milk.
It's not actually cow's milk if it's warm.
Let me tell you, New World Order makes the cow's milk cold.
Did they release my notes about cow's milk? They released 1.5%. What could this mean?
It was Hitler's dream to warm the milk of the cow.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know. I'm not that sewn up about it.
Oh, really? I thought you would have been, like, director of some
sort of shit. That or...
He wants to be Joss Whedon, too.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Yeah, I could imagine you being Joss Whedon's apprentice.
Oh, that would be the best. That
would be the best. Don't even exist anymore.
I'm whispering, and that's because... Excited.
You're so excited about the possibility that you could never be Joss Whedon's.
I'd be the fuckest toughest.
That would be the fuckest toughest. Guys.
What?
Troll 2 is the fuckest toughest fuckest.
Wait, what'd you say, Evan?
Be the fuckest toughest.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
God damn it, that still doesn't apply.
Clint.
What?
What's your life goal?
Bear fucker! Do you understand this?
Clint wants to be a bear fucker.
You bitch.
That's a pretty good life goal.
Can I change my answer to the guy that holds up women's boobs for the magazines?
What? I don't. No. Hold on. I don't want to gloss over this. Explain this in full, Matthew.
Well,
what do you mean? It doesn't involve cow's milk.
Okay, so you know how if you're looking at like GQ magazine or something, and they've got girls on the front, and their boobs are never sagging, so some dude has to be like in front of the green screen, like,
and they just Photoshop them out.
Are you crazy?
Are you
that
crazy?
That is the dumbest thing you've ever said on this podcast.
It spoils the surprise when you see the hands always coming up into the shot on every magazine cover.
I can't.
Okay, I made a mistake. I meant to say behind the woman. They're only behind the woman, so there's not much to Photoshop.
That was worse than the cow milk thing. Oh my god.
Hold on. Because if Matthew really wants
an English teacher. Not with this on your record.
I mean, if Matthew really, really, really wants to hold up models' boobs, I mean, he can, because
we're saying that life finds a way.
Oh my god!
I used it right. Yeah.
Oh my god! I can't.
Like, I don't understand in what reality that would be an occupation. Like, I don't even.
The best reality.
Do you want to become a ghost? Do you think these people hire ghosts to do this for them? Oh god.
I can't breathe. Oh my god.
I'm really proud of myself.
Oh god.
I mean, shall do cow's milk.
Is that the end of questions?
I think that needs to be the end.
God. We have to end on that note.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I cried a little bit from that. It was good. Oh. That was a good laugh.
Cried from laughter or from shame?
Yeah. From both.
So Alex Greeley wants to know how much sleep you get on average, and I'm going to say not enough.
Yep.
4 hours.
5 hours?
Anywhere from 2 to 6.
Yeah, that field, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it varies depending on what shit I gotta do the following day.
Yeah, and I really do need to sleep more. Like, last night, for instance, I didn't get to sleep till 4 and then woke up at 7, like I told you guys.
Right.
I'm sorry, I can just imagine Matthew going into one of those, like, job search places and walking up to the desk.
Excuse
and, like,
me,
I want a job where I can hold up breasts for models.
His guidance counselor.
And then they're like,
here's what I picture for my future.
Did you guys ever take those aptitude tests?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
God, I would want to know what answers you would have to have that as your occupation.
Yes, I did. And you know how a lot of people, like, think their answers are the proper answer for them? You know, like, oh, garbage man or construction worker or whatever? Like, on this one, it labeled three different occupations that would be suited to how you answered this questionnaire. And the three occupations that it chose for me are the three that to this day I still would want over any other occupation. So it was between director, game developer, and journalist.
Yeah. Scratch out the game developer, and I'm the same way. And add
me too.
Screenwriter instead of game developer.
Right.
God, I still can't believe you said that.
Oh my god.
So yeah, not enough sleep, Alex. Not enough. How much do you get?
Yeah, not enough. Never enough.
I really.
I'm running on fumes here.
Yeah, seriously. And fuck you. It's only 11 there. Like 11:30.
No, I don't mean now, I mean in general.
Sure, which is why you are just so full of energy all the time.
Right. I've probably got about 5 hours left of partying alone before I go to sleep tonight.
That's the end of User Questions, you guys. Send in your questions next week, and you can be entered the running for Super Fuckest Up a Superfan.
Yay! Yep.
Now on to something different.
Fourth segment.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Are we on break?
I.
Yet.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I just don't know.
Tune in after this short musical break for the fourth segment, where I believe we'll be playing a game.
Oh, okay. So I should probably get some music going.
Yeah, I should.
Should it be? Fuck you.
Sure.
I guess it has to be now.
How can you call yourself a man? You say you fight for truth and justice. I say you're working for the man.
You line your mask with lead.
Did he rhyme man with man?
Yes, it did.
I can see into your soul.
It's bullshit.
I see a scared little boy behind the cape and the cow.
Fuck you, I'm gonna kick your ass. Fuck you, I'm taking you down. Fuck you. You wanna be the man, you got to beat the man. I'm gonna show you what it means to be a man, man. I've learned a lot about life since I got myself a bro.
Could we go to break?
Would you fucking... I'm fading out, you asshole. God damn it.
What?
All right, so, hey, guys, listen. We've already run into enough technical difficulties. I have so much trouble saying that word when I need to say it.
Just makes it more
difficult. Saying difficulties.
Yes. Yep. So, we've had so many problems... so far on this podcast, getting things to work properly, we're not going to do a fourth segment. We actually did do a fourth. It's gone. Because GarageBand screwed up. We're going to work on fixing that. Anyway, it was Leonard Maltin. I won by a landslide.
Not really.
I really did.
Not really.
We played to five, and I totally kicked ass. Anyway,
yep, that's it.
That's the podcast. Remember to rate and subscribe on iTunes. You fuckers in the group, fucking get on iTunes. Write a fucking review. You like us so much.
Yeah, somebody gave us a glowing review that makes absolutely no sense, and it wasn't any of you assholes.
And yet nobody else who listens to the podcast wants to give us a review on iTunes.
I think anybody that does that will get immediate superfan privileges.
You can't just give out superfan privileges. No, you cannot do that. No, but you're not. No,
yeah.
No,
Yeah.
If anyone can give out superfan status, it should be Evan or me, since I am the podcast host.
I'd say that's fair.
And no one else, not even Ryan, and especially not Nick.
I get two for my contest.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Especially that Canadian asshole giving us Justin Bieber and whatnot.
Seriously. So yeah. Fucking give us some reviews. And please, then follow us on Twitter. You know those by now, and if you don't, then just look at the post of this news story, because I don't really want to say them. I don't want anyone else to say them. They will be there, okay? And
also, rate and review on iTunes sounds trivial, but
it really helps.
That's how other people can find the podcast.
Yeah.
If it's highly rated and well reviewed. So
and,
please.
And don't you want more people to listen to us say fuck a lot?
Please. We say it so well and in so many different variations.
Yeah, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Fuck you, fuck, Click.
Fuck, fuck. Or
we even say motherfucker on occasion.
Motherfucker, or
there's no fucking old. I got a fucking squiggly line key. I got a fucking key with a triangle on it. What the fuck kind of keyboard is this anyway?
Right?
Right.
Right? I mean, we've got a soundboard, guys. We've got a fucking soundboard. So don't be crazy. Go rate and subscribe on iTunes or our
friendship over.
Got it, assholes?
Got it.
All right. Goodbye.
License and registration. Goodbye. Chicken fucker.
Bye.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
What?
We should make a new podcast called Aeronaut Founds Game Night, and we should just do the fourth segment on that.
So a separate entity for fourth segment stuff.
Yes.
Let us know in the comments of the Facebook group what you think about that.
Oh, we're still rolling shit. That was super secret business meeting talks.
Do you want me to delete
nothing?
It?
I'm glad I didn't talk shit on Cody Bauman, because that guy's a dick.
Yeah, do you want me to delete really? It, or do you so want rogue. Them it's to so give you feedback on that?
You stopped before he said Cody was a dick, right?
No, I'm right still now. Recording.
Cody is a dick. Fuck that guy.
You're just digging yourself a deeper hole, Ryan.
No,
don't
I
you gingers,
Cody,
like, band together in times of
oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, me and Cody bros. Yeah. I punched him in the face and broke his nose. It's no big deal.
Hey, he just rhymed right there.
I did, but no, it's not true. Somebody hit him with a frisbee.
Okay. In the face. It was me.
Okay.